Test 1-2-3. Test 1-2-3. Banner Island Ballpark, Sunday afternoon.
Welcome back to the Fresno Grizzlies pregame show. I'm here with Grizzlies outfielder and first baseman Jason Hinchman. Thank you for taking time for this interview. No problem.
Hello and welcome to Stockton, California, here at Banner Island Ballpark for the series finale between your Fresno Grizzlies and the hometown Stockton Ports. However you're listening and wherever you're listening, thanks for tuning in to Fresno Grizzlies Baseball on Stream Guys, FresnoGrizzlies.com, the Bally Live app, and MILB TV. My name is Stephen Rice, and I'm glad you could join us for Sunday afternoon baseball between the single-A affiliates of the Colorado Rockies and Oakland Athletics. It's a battle of the California League North Division foes, your Fresno Grizzlies, and the hometown Stockton Ports. Your Fresno Grizzlies come in with a record of 21-16. The Stockton Ports come in with a record of 14-22. And the Grizzlies have taken four of the first five games of this six-game series, which included last night's win, where the Grizzlies beat the Stockton Ports 5-2 Saturday night right here at Banner Island Ballpark. The Grizzlies improved to 70-25 all-time against the Ports, 9-2 record this season against Stockton, with a 39-8 all-time record at Banner Island Ballpark. Fresno relished a series victory against Stockton, their second time against their division foe in 2024. The Grizzlies have won three series this year, all of them on the road. Prior to this series, Fresno had dropped three straight sets, which included games against Modesto, Inland Empire, and San Jose. The Grizzlies, though, they had their offense led by Jason Hinchman and Jake Snyder, who celebrates his 26th birthday today. Happy birthday to Jake Snyder. But Jason Hinchman yesterday, he had 2-for-3 game, a home run, a double, 4 RBI and 2 runs. It was a career game for Hinchman with career highs in RBI and that home run. It was his first home run of the 2024 campaign as well. He had a sacrifice fly on top of those 4 RBIs in the contest. Jake Snyder, he had a double and 3 runs scored in the middle of the lineup as the Grizzlies had the offense there. On the other side, the pitching staff was fantastic. Isaiah Coupe, 5 innings of 2-run ball. And then it was Wellington Herrera, the left-hander, continues to stymie opponents. 3 hitless and scoreless innings. He struck out 5 en route to his 3rd win of the year. And then Brady Hill wrapped up the contest with his 4th save of the 2024 season. The Grizzlies, 2 runs again in the 9th inning. They win 5-2. That pitching staff only allowed 2 hits, the season low for Fresno's pitchers on the 2024 season. So with that being said, the Grizzlies looking to take 5 out of 6 because they are just 3.5 games back of the Modesto Nuts, who play San Jose this afternoon at John Thurman Field. And the Grizzlies, with a Nuts loss, could be 2.5 games back of Modesto with about 30 or so games left in the first half as the Grizzlies trying to find their way back into the California League North Division standings. So who stands in their way? Well, it'll be right-hander Steven Echeverria, the number 6 prospect in the Oakland system. He gets the ball for Stockton this afternoon. No record of 5.19 ERA. On the other side, the Grizzlies give the ball to right-hander Jace Kaminska. Jace the ace. The last 2 outings for Kaminska, he has started a shutout. That's right, the Grizzlies have 2 straight shutouts on Sunday, which included last Sunday's 1-0 walk-off win against Modesto. Kaminska comes in with a record of 2-1, a 1.52 ERA, and he has pitched outstanding here in 2024. He will make his 3rd start against these Stockton Ports, so we'll see a matchup between 2 guys who have already faced both of these teams. Echeverria got the ball on Tuesday. He gets the ball this afternoon, and Jace Kaminska gets the ball once again for Fresno as he looks to continue his dominant performance. 12 straight scoreless innings for Kaminska. Well, prior to today's game, I actually sat down with Jason Hinchman, who was the man of the hour yesterday. Now, the interview that we had was before yesterday's contest, and we actually alluded to home runs that Jason Hinchman wants to hit, and he had his first one last night. So we did talk about the home run power, the ability that Jason Hinchman has, and he actually didn't like baseball growing up. We talked about that a little bit as well, too, for the Tennessee Tech product. When we come back after this break, we'll have the interview with Jason Hinchman. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball and Stream, guys. FreslerGrizzlies.com, the Bally Live app, and MILB TV.
Okay, the 2025 Toyota Camry is fully redesigned. I see you, Toyota. Sleek interior, electronic all-wheel drive. I should hit the mountains. I should call my girls. I should call my mom. Fold-down rear seats. This Camry's got tons of room. Could fit a snowboard in here. Should I try it again? The instructor was cute. Is he single? Is it complicated? 232 horsepower. Get lost in nature. Find myself in Joshua Tree. What if his name's Joshua? Find yourself in an all-new 2025 Toyota Camry today. Toyota. Let's go places.
Welcome back to the Fresno Grizzlies pregame show. I'm here with Grizzlies outfielder and first baseman Jason Hinchman. Thank you for taking time for this interview.
No problem. Thanks for having me.
First question I have for you. So you're from Georgia, but tell the fans a little bit about your upbringing and where your love for baseball started.
Yeah, so I was not always into baseball. I actually played like wiffle ball with my dad in the backyard when I was younger, and he hit me in the finger actually, and I started crying, and I'd never played after that for a few years, and then I got into wrestling, and then my best friend who wrestled with me also played baseball, and that's how I got started.
So talk a little bit about your friend then. So of course then, because you didn't like baseball, I'm assuming you didn't probably watch baseball players growing up as well too, or am I wrong about that?
No, I didn't really watch it when I was really young. It probably started maybe late middle school, early high school, where I started like watching MLB Network and all that. But yeah, once I started playing and doing well, I got hooked.
You know, I do want to talk about that then. Wrestling and baseball, what do the two sports have in common that can help you be successful in baseball?
I think, I don't know how much baseball has to do with wrestling, but wrestling definitely helps develop the mindset and the grit to be able to withstand the up and downs of baseball for sure.
No, absolutely. And then when you actually played baseball in high school, you were part of a home run derby, and you were a champion, am I correct?
Kind of, sort of. I was at the Miami Marlins Home Run Derby when I was 16 years old. Wow. And because of time constraints, they actually combined the underclassmen and upperclassmen. So there ended up being like 160 or 180 kids, and I ended up getting second out of all of them. So.
And I know you had an exit velocity of over 100 miles per hour on one of your hits as well, too, which I think just skyrocketed your career then to the college step where you went to Tennessee Tech. Talk about your time at Tennessee Tech.
Yeah, so I committed pretty early. I'd say probably sometime mid to late junior year of high school. But, I mean, Tennessee Tech felt like the right place, and, you know, just the rest is history, I guess.
I mean, I watched a lot of video of what you were able to do to a baseball, obliterated it. 70 home runs, which was an OVC career record. But talk about your last season in college where you had 23-plus home runs. That year was unbelievable.
Yeah, so it actually goes back further. My junior year wasn't the year that I wanted, so I went to summer ball, played in the MLB draft league, kind of revamped my whole swing, found a lot of good stuff there, ended up leading the league in RBIs. I think I was tied for third in homers, and then I kind of brought that into my senior year where I hit 372 with 26 homers, and
the rest is history. Yeah, exactly. Talk about how important the MLB Draft League is. I know it's new, so if fans don't know what it is, you were playing for Mahoning Valley, is that correct?
Yeah.
So talk about the importance of the MLB Draft League.
Yeah, I didn't really know what to expect. You know, first year I had some guys reach out to me saying it was going to be great and all that, and luckily I was able to play for Coco Crisp, which was super cool. But yeah, I didn't really know the whole pro route or anything, but it definitely prepared me for that. Like, it's pretty spot on.
Yeah, and I love that, to hear that from a lot of people who've taken that route. And you signed as an undrafted free agent then by the Rockies. Talk about your experiences so far with the Rockies organization.
Yeah, it's been great. I mean, they treat everyone fairly, and I couldn't ask for more. I mean, I've heard some stuff from other organizations, but I don't want to get into that. But, like, the Rockies make you feel like family, so.
And I know that you have had success so far, not only in the ACL, but also here in Fresno. But talk about your first season in the ACL.
Yeah, you know, being a late sign, that's kind of where I expected to be. But, you know, I just put my head down and worked hard and put up some good numbers. And now we've moved up a level, and hopefully we can keep going from here.
Well, you have put up great numbers so far. Lots of doubles, triples. Yeah. You have surprisingly good speed. I want to make sure that people know out there that, you know, you have a body of a guy who can hit about 1,000 home runs, but you have some speed out there. But talk about how your season for Fresno has been so far working with Trevor Burmeister.
No, Trevor's been great. I mean, he's like myself, I like to learn a lot, and he also does too. He's not single-minded and only like cookie cutter and all this other stuff. Like, he likes to learn from a lot of people and bring that to the cage and the baseball field. And you know, I'm still getting my groove, but the home runs will come, and I'm excited for when they do.
You know, it was crazy just the other day against Modesto. You had a big clutch hit in the seventh inning. What was the emotions going through that? Because the Grizzlies, that was their first comeback win of the season.
Yeah, no, it felt awesome. I mean, to be able to come through for the team and get that win, it was special. So,
what can fans expect from Jason Hinchman in the future?
Bunch of home runs.
No, yeah. Absolutely. You know, and then the last question I have for you too is, you know, learning from a lot of the returners, from Jake Snyder to E.J. Andrews Jr., how has that been for your development?
Yeah, they've been great too. I mean, they've kind of been the backbone of this team, and they've kind of shown me how everything's been done, and it's been fun to be around those guys for sure.
Well, I can't wait to see what the future holds. Let's go get a home run tonight. Awesome. Thank you for joining me on the pregame. And Jason Hinchman, we had that interview on Saturday, and he homered. So when I said, let's get a home run tonight, he really took that literally. We thank Jason Hinchman for joining us on the pregame show. Hello and welcome back, however you're listening and wherever you're listening. Thanks for tuning in to Fresno Grizzlies Baseball on stream, guys. FresnoGrizzlies.com, the Bally Live app, and MILB TV. My name is Stephen Rice, and I'm glad you could join us for the series finale Sunday afternoon baseball here at Banner Island Ballpark in Stockton, California. With that being said, it's now time for today's starting lineups. First, we'll start with your Fresno Grizzlies, who come in with a record of 21-16, the proud single-A affiliate of the Colorado Rockies. Your Grizzlies 3.5 games out of first place in the California League North Division standings behind the Modesto Nuts. Under reigning California League Manager of the Year, Steve Solis, here's his Toyota starting lineup. Leading off and playing second base, number 31, G.J. Hill. Batting second, first baseman, number 5, Aiden Longwell. Batting third, the shortstop, number 3, Braylon Wimmer. Batting fourth, the DH, number 10, Jake Snyder. Batting fifth and left fielder, pregame guest, number 25, Jason Hinchman. Batting sixth, the right fielder, number 14, Felix Tena. Batting seventh is the catcher, number 40, Ben McCabe. Batting eighth, the third baseman, number 1, Luis Mendez. And batting ninth, the center fielder, number 24, Caleb Hobson. And on the bump for your Grizzlies is the right-hander, number 35, Jace Kaminska, a 2-1 record, a 1.52 ERA. So once again, for Steve Solis, his Toyota starting lineup is Hill, Longwell, Wimmer, Snyder, Hinchman, Tena, McCabe, Mendez, Hobson, and Kaminska on the bump. As the ports are being announced, as they take the field here for Sunday afternoon baseball, the series finale is the Grizzlies return home on Tuesday to take on the Visalia Rawhide. We'll give you the Stockton ports lineup after the national anthem, so stay tuned for that as well, as the Grizzlies looking for a big Sunday win to take 5 out of 6 in this series. Let's head over to the field for the national anthem, and then we'll have the ports lineup and first pitch. We'll be back. For Cole Kahn. Fans, please remain standing and welcome Angela Avalos as she sings the national anthem.
Can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight
A beautiful national anthem to get us set for Sunday afternoon baseball here in Stockton, California at Banner Island Ballpark. With that being said, it's now time for the Stockton Ports starting lineup under manager Javier Godard in his first season. The Ports at 14-22, the single-A affiliate of the Oakland Athletics. Leading off and playing DH, number 4, Cole Kahn. Batting second, the right fielder, number 2, Nelson Beltran. Batting third at second base, number 28, T.J. Schofield Sam. Batting fourth, the shortstop, number 11, Luke Mann. Batting fifth is the center fielder, number 8, Nate Nankill. Batting sixth is the third baseman, number 1, Yenuel Laboy. Batting seventh, the catcher, number 27, Carlos Franco. Batting eighth is the first baseman, number 25, Darlin Montero. And batting ninth, the left fielder, number 7, Robert Poisson. And on the bump for the Stockton Ports is the right-hander number 16, Steven Echeverria. No record, a 5.19 ERA. Echeverria makes his second start in this series. He got the ball on Tuesday for the Stockton Ports, and for Echeverria in that start, 2 innings, 5 hits, 1 run it was earned, 1 walk, and 1K. And we're expecting a similar outing for Echeverria this afternoon as he's finishing up his warm-up pitches as the Grizzlies and the Ports getting ready for Sunday battle. A beautiful, beautiful afternoon as the Grizzlies looking to take 5 out of 6 in the series. They've already won the series, but looking for more as they get a little bit closer in the California League North Division standings. Modesto and San Jose, they are just underway as well. San Jose's won the series against Modesto, who had not lost a series since July of 2023. So the Grizzlies, with Modesto scuffling just a tad bit, would love to continue their winning ways. As G.J. Hill will stride to the plate, the switch hitter will hit from the left side against the right-hander Echeverria. Here comes the first pitch, and it is a called strike, and we are underway. 2-12 for first pitch, as here comes the 0-1 from Echeverria, winds and deals, and it's fouled off quickly, no balls and 2 strikes to G.J. Hill. Hill looking for his first hit of this series. He is 0 for 14, but does have 3 walks and a hit by pitch as he grounds one softly foul. Also, 3 stolen bases for Hill in the 6-game series as the count remains at no balls and 2 strikes. 76 degrees, sunny skies, 8-mile-per-hour winds from right to left. Here's the 0-2. And it is inside, count at 1 ball and 2 strikes. Home plate umpire is Gabe Vargas. Over on the bases, Jonathan Rector. As here comes the 1-2 to G.J. Hill. And it swung on and missed. And Echeverria strikes out Hill to open up the contest. 1 out as it brings up the first baseman in Aiden Longwell. Longwell received an off day yesterday, back in the lineup this afternoon. He's had an outstanding series, coming in batting 290, but in this series, batting 438, 7 for 16. As that pitch is low, count at 1 ball and no strikes. A home run and a double. Longwell now 2 homers on the year, 18 RBI, a 736 OPS. As here comes the 1-0, and Hill fly, or that was Longwell, fly ball to right, it's foul, count at 1 ball and 1 strike. Even though Hill's a leadoff hitter, Aiden Longwell has been the leadoff hitter for Fresno for the majority of this season. That's a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Here comes the pitch to Longwell from Echeverria, and it's low, 2 balls and 1 strike. The Grizzlies, they're wearing their gray uniforms, 11-3 when wearing these uniforms. Fresno written across the front in black and red font. Here comes the 2-1, and that's low, 3 balls and a strike. Red numbers on the back, you can see Longwell's number 5 on the back of his gray jersey. Black cap, black bill, and the F/logo. As the 3-1 is outside, and a 1-out walk to Aiden Longwell. So just like that, Fresno now in business as it brings up shortstop Braylon Wimmer. The Grizzlies, black cap, black bill, the F/logo, similar uniforms last night. Stockton, they're wearing their white unis, ports run across the front. They have the red sleeves, red cap, red bill. As the pitch to Wimmer is low, count of one ball and no strikes. There's the S logo with the anchor on the front of that cap as the count at 1-0. Echeverria to Braylon Wimmer as Wimmer swings and misses. Count of one ball and one strike. Echeverria, no record, of 5.19 ERA. As the right-hander trying to pick up a clean inning. Braylon Wimmer, though, very tough out. Five-game hit streak for Wimmer. As here's a line drive. Mets make it six games. As Wimmer has a single out to left field just past the shortstop. And, man, Longwell to second. He stops there. And Braylon Wimmer with a base hit. So runners at first and second with one out. As here comes Jake Snyder. Happy birthday. 26 years old for Snyder today. This is his second straight year where he has celebrated his birthday in Stockton. As Jake Snyder would love a birthday RBI. He's had an outstanding 2024 season. Batting 293 as here comes the pitch to him. And it is low count at one ball and no strikes. A 489 on base percentage, which ranks first in the California League. A 475 slugging percentage for a 964 OPS. Ranked first as well with 33 walks in the California League as he will take a pitch high. Two balls and no strikes as time called from the catcher in Franco. Snyder, 29 for 99 over 33 games. Two homers, two triples, eight doubles, 18 RBI, 24 runs, which included three last night, and last Sunday, the walk-off run for Fresno. 33 walks, 7 hit-by-pitches, and 7 stolen bases. Snyder, if he gets a triple today, will break into the top 10 of the Grizzlies' career record books in triples, as here comes the 2-0 to Snyder. And Snyder takes a pitch outside. Three balls and no strikes. Runners at first and second with only one out as the Grizzlies have two runners on here in the top of the first inning. Trying to take the lead here on Sunday afternoon baseball. Here's the 3-0 and Snyder takes a pitch in there for a strike count now at three balls and one strike. The Grizzlies have given up a couple runs in the bottom of the first against Stockton, so would love to take an early lead today. As here comes the 3-1 to Snyder, and he lines one down the left field line, but just foul. He missed extra bases by just a couple feet, maybe even inches, you could say. The count now at three balls and two strikes. As the Grizzlies trying to take the lead, Snyder sees the third baseman in LeBoy playing off the bag at third. We'll see if he tries to go that way again. Three balls, two strikes. Runners at first and second. With one out, here's the pitch, and that's a ground ball, and it is snagged by the second baseman, but the throw is offline. As the ball now gets away, and the catcher, and Franco has to go get it, and everyone stopped momentarily, but then because of the ball getting away, it allowed Longwell to score, and Fresno has the lead. The second baseman, Schofield Sam, snagged the ball. The throw to first was offline, so it should be E3, which allowed Wimmer initially to get to second, Longwell to third. Because the ball got thrown away, allowed Snyder to get to second, Wimmer to third, Longwell to score. So it's an error and a run, and Fresno has a 1-0 lead. So now it's Jason Hinchman, who had a big game yesterday. Runners at second and third with only one out. Here's the pitch, and it is a called strike. And the count at 0-1. So Snyder is actually awarded a single and then E4. I said E3, it was E4. As here comes the 1-0. And it is inside. Count now at Two balls and no strikes. So a single for Snyder. And that throwing error by TJ Schofield, Sam, the second baseman. So runners at second and third as here comes the 2-0 to Hinchman. And Hinchman takes high. Three balls and no strikes. So Fresno now has two hits. They have one run as well, thanks to one error. Three balls, one strike to Hinchman. As here comes the pitch, and Hinchman swing and a miss. Now 3-2. So Jake Snyder will not be awarded an RBI as well. It's three balls, two strikes. As here comes the pitch to Hinchman. It's away. It was actually two balls and two strikes. Now three balls, two strikes. The scoreboard and online had different counts. So three balls, two strikes to Jason Hinchman. Runners at second and third with one out. Either way, Hinchman would love to have an at-bat right here. So here comes the pitch from the right-hander, Echeverria, and it's outside, ball four. As Hinchman draws the second walk of the inning, and it will load the bases. So bases loaded, only one out, and it's Felix Tena. Tena now an opportunity to drive in some runs as here comes the pitching coach in Gabriel Osuna. 1-0 Fresno here in the top of the first inning. Jake Snyder reaching on a single, and then the throwing error allowed the runner in Longwell to score. So Jake Snyder, the birthday boy, putting Fresno up 1-0. As the visit going on right now. Experience the ultimate party at Chuck Chansey. Enjoy thrilling gaming, award-winning dining, and rejuvenation at Serenity Spring Spa and Salon. Plus, get ready for the Sounds of Summer concert series. Check out who's coming at ChuckChanseyGold.com. Whether it's a day trip or an extended stay, Chuck Chansey Gold promises an unforgettable adventure. Join the party soon. Here comes the pitch to Tena, and he lines one out to center field. That ball is hit well. Should be a sacrifice fly. Ball is caught. Wimmer will tag. He will head home, and it is 2-0 on the sacrifice fly from Felix Tena. That ball to center field deep enough for the runner in Wimmer to stride home. Snyder sees that. He will head to third, and Hinchman gets to second. So second run for Fresno, and now it's Ben McCabe with two outs and runners at second and third. Here comes the pitch to McCabe, and he will take a called strike, count it 0-1. By the way, we thank Chuck Chansey Gold Resort and Casino for being a proud partner of your Fresno Grizzlies here in the top of the first. On May 19th, here comes the 0-1 to Ben McCabe. It's in the dirt, count now at one ball and one strike as Echeverria, a very long laboring inning. 28 pitches so far for Echeverria. 2-0 Fresno here in the top of the first. As here comes the 1-1. And it is fouled off. Count now at 1-2. The Grizzlies in day games and Sunday specifically have been outstanding. Fresno are 7-2 in day games. They're 4-1 on Sundays, 3-0 on the road. Looking to continue their winning ways as here comes the 1-2 to Ben McCabe. Long pause, here's the pitch, and it's inside, two balls and two strikes. Steven Echeverria making his fourth start of the season. No record of 5.19 ERA, just 18 years old. Here comes the 2-2, and a line drive out to left field, and that ball is caught on the run by the left fielder Poisson as he went into a slide and makes the catch. We head to the bottom of the first, 2-0 Fresno, a big sacrifice fly from Felix Tena. We'll be back right after this.
Okay, the 2025 Toyota Camry is fully redesigned. I see you, Toyota. Sleek interior, electronic all-wheel drive. I should hit the mountains. I should call my girls. I should call my mom. Fold-down rear seats. This Camry's got tons of room. Could fit a snowboard in here. Should I try it again? The instructor was cute. Is he single? Is it complicated? 232 horsepower. Get lost in nature. Find myself in Joshua Tree. What if his name's Joshua? Find yourself in an all-new 2025 Toyota Camry today. Toyota. Let's go places.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Welcome back to Banner Island Ballpark here in Stockton, California. 2-0, the Grizzlies lead the Ports as Cole Kahn will lead things off against right-hander Jace Kaminska. A 2-1 record, a 1.52 ERA. As here comes the first pitch from Kaminska, and it is a called strike counted 0-1. Jace Kaminska has had an outstanding season. As here comes the 0-1 to Kahn, and a breaking ball, good curveball, and it misses. One ball, one strike. That looked good from my point of view. But Kaminska, six starts so far. He's been outstanding. Here's a line drive, and it is caught by the first baseman in Longwell. For the first out, that ball was hit on the rope, and Longwell did not even have to move. As here comes right fielder Nelson Beltran against Jace Kaminska, who makes his seventh start of the year. Over six starts, a 2-1 record, a 1.52 ERA. There's a strike count at 0-1. Kaminska, a 1.52 ERA, 0.91 whip. That leads the California League in both categories, is now ahead 0-2 to Beltran. 29 and two-thirds innings as the 0-2 is fouled off. Remains 0-2 to Beltran. He's allowed 5 runs, all earned, on 21 hits, 6 walks, 2 hit-by-pitches, and 34 punch-outs. Make it 35 as that is swung on and missed by Beltran for the second out. First strikeout for Kaminska as it brings up second baseman TJ Schofield-Sam. Kaminska has started consecutive shutouts for Fresno. Last two Sundays have been shutout wins for the Grizzlies, giving Fresno 5 shutout wins in 2024. As a curveball dips low, count of 1 ball and no strike. He has tossed 12 straight scoreless innings, allowing 9 hits, 3 walks, 13 strikeouts. As there is a call strike, count of 1-1. A very good fastball with good cutting action. He has a curveball, changeup, and slider. As here's the 1-1, swung on and missed. Actually, foul tipped according to the home plate umpire. Either way, 1-2. And Kaminska, after getting 2 runs of offensive support, looking for a 1-2-3 inning. Here's the 1-2, and a high chopper to third. Mendez is up with it. The throw to first is in time, and Kaminska, a 1-2-3, bottom of the first. We head to the second. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball on Stream, guys. FresnoGrizzlies.com, the Bally Live app, and MILB TV.
Okay, the 2025 Toyota Camry is fully redesigned. I see you, Toyota. Sleek interior, electronic all-wheel drive. I should hit the mountains. I should call my girls. I should call my mom. Fold-down rear seats. This Camry's got tons of room. Could fit a snowboard in here. Should I try it again? The instructor was cute. Is he single? Is it complicated? 232 horsepower. Get lost in nature. Find myself in Joshua Tree. What if his name's Joshua? Find yourself in an all-new 2025 Toyota Camry today. Toyota. Let's go places.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Get ready for a night of fun and entertainment at Chuck Chansey Park with Fresno Parks and Rec Night on May 25th. Meet Jim O'Hare, who played Jerry Gergich on NBC's Parks and Recreation, and stick around for post-game fireworks. Grab your tickets now at FresnoGrizzlies.com.
Welcome back to Stockton, California, here at Banner Island Ballpark. Sunday afternoon baseball. The Grizzlies lead the Ports 2-0 as we head to the top of the second inning. Luis Mendez will lead things off against Steven Echeverria. As the Grizzlies trying to score some more runs here in the series finale. Steven Echeverria makes his fourth start since joining the Stockton Ports. Steven Anthony Echeverria. As here comes the pitch from the right-hander, and it's a ground ball up the middle, and it goes off the shortstop man's glove. That ball looked like it careened off the pitcher's mound. Echeverria had to do a little bit of a dance to get out of the way, and then the shortstop man could not make a play, and Mendez is on. It should be a base hit for Mendez. That ball was a rocket off the bat. As it brings up Caleb Hobson, runner at first with no outs. It is a single. As here comes the pitch, and Hobson puts down a bunt down the third baseline, and it is perfect. As Luis Mendez will have to head back to second base, he's safe there as the throw from the third baseman, LeBoy, goes to second. But Caleb Hobson, a perfect bunt single. So now two runners on for G.J. Hill. So Hobson, the bunt single, uses his speed to get to first, Mendez to second, and Fresno now with four hits in two innings so far as it brings up G.J. Hill, who is 0-for-1 against Steven Echeverria. Here comes the pitch, and another bunt attempt, and that ball gets away. Both runners will move up on the wild pitch. Mendez to third, Hobson to second. Now runners at second and third with no outs. As Hill now an opportunity to drive in some runs against the right-hander Echeverria. As we said, 18 years old, 6'1", 180 pounds. Born in Livingston, New Jersey, went to high school at Milburn High School in Milburn, New Jersey. Here comes the 1-0, and it is outside. Two balls and no strikes. He was drafted by the Athletics in the third round of the 2023 MLB draft. Pick number 72 overall. As here comes the 2-0, and that is a called strike count at 2-1. Echeverria being carefully watched by his staff. He's only pitching a couple innings in each of his first three outings, just 8 2/3 innings. As here comes the 2-1 to G.J. Hill. And Hill takes a pitch outside, three balls and a strike. Echeverria, this is his first professional season after being selected to not pitch in the ACL last year. Here comes the 3-1, and it's outside, and that is a walk to Hill to load the bases. So Hill to first. Hobson's the runner at second. Mendez the runner at third, and it's Aiden Longwell who walked and scored his first time up. By the way, that's a third walk for the right-hander Echeverria. So now bases loaded, no outs, and it's Aiden Longwell. And Longwell, with one swing of the bat, could change this whole game. Here comes the pitch, and it is a called strike. Good downwards changeup from Echeverria. Count it 0-1. The right-hander Echeverria trying to get out of this jam. No balls, one strike. Here comes the pitch to Longwell. And Longwell lines one foul. No balls and two strikes. at your very red glove, wearing the white jersey with the red sleeves. Counted no balls and two strikes. Bases loaded. The runner at third is Mendez. Hobson at second. Hill at first. Here comes the 0-2. And it's inside. Almost hits Longwell. Counted one ball and two strikes. As the Grizzlies lead 2-0 here in the top of the second inning. Here comes the 1-2 to Longwell. And Longwell lines one to left field. That ball will go foul, though. We'll do it again at one ball and two strikes. Steven Echeverria. 6'1", 180 pounds. Here comes the 1-2 from the right-hander. Looks back the runner. Here's the pitch. And it is called strike three, and Longwell is out. Second strikeout for Echeverria, first out of the inning, and a big one as it brings up the shortstop in Braylon Wimmer. Wimmer 1-for-1, a single and a run scored. But Stephen Anthony Echeverria, which is really cool, same first name, and his middle name's the same first name as my brother, my younger brother Tony. As here comes the pitch from the righty, and it is a call strike, count it 0-1. Echeverria, he actually has one parent from the United States and one parent actually that was born in the Dominican Republic. So he is Latin. As here comes the 0-1 to Wimmer. And it is a base hit down the left field line. This should score too easily. The third runner, Hill, he will stop at third. And it's a 2-RBI double for Braylon Wimmer. 4-0 Fresno here in the second inning. Wimmer comes up with another big knock. And he has a 2-RBI double. Hill gets all the way to third, puts on the brakes. Mendez almost got hit by that line drive as it went down the left field line. Then Hobson, he literally could have just danced his way home. Third hit of the inning, two runs as well. So now 4-0 as it's Jake Snyder 1-for-1 with a single. As that's inside, count of one ball and no strikes. 4-0 Fresno here in the top of the second inning. Fresno had 6 hits yesterday. They have 5 already today. Here comes the 1-0, and it's a chopper up the middle, and that will get through inner center field. Wimmer is racing home. The throw will be cut off. It's a 2-RBI single for the birthday boy. 6-0 Grizzlies. Snyder now 2-for-2, and he has 2 RBI. Wimmer scored despite taking a weird turnaround third. Hill scored easily as well. 4 runs on 4 hits this inning for Fresno. And they have broken it open here in the second. 6-0. As it's now Jason Hinchman with 1 out and a runner at first. And Hinchman fly ball foul, counted 0-1. The Grizzlies have already come to play today. 6 runs on 6 hits. They've already matched and surpassed what they did yesterday in terms of offensive numbers. As here comes the 0-1 to Jason Hinchman. There goes Snyder. The pitch is called a strike. Snyder is safe at second as the throw comes in late. And Snyder has a stolen base as a count now 0-2 to Hinchman. But for Jake Snyder, that's his 8th stolen base in 10 attempts. That leads the team. So now runner at second. An 0-2 count with 1 out to Jason Hinchman. Here comes the pitch from Echeverria. And it's a line drive out to left center field. And that ball gets down. Snyder read it perfectly. He will scamper home. And it's 7-0 Grizzlies. Jason Hinchman, an RBI single, scores Snyder. And the Grizzlies have a 5 spot here in the second inning. So Hinchman now has reached base twice, an RBI single. 5th hit, 5th run for Fresno. And it's Felix Tena who has a sacrifice fly runner at first with 1 out still. A 5-run inning as that pitch is low. Count of 1 ball and no strikes. Action down in that Stockton bullpen. As here comes the 1-0 to Tenna. And he will foul it off. Count of one ball and one strike. So the Grizzlies already 5 runs here in the second inning. For Fresno, their most runs they've scored in a frame this year is 9. That was against Inland Empire. As here comes the 1-1, and that's a fly ball out to center field, but not hit deep enough as the center fielder Nankill is there, and he will put it away for the second out. And Tenna, both of his outs have been to center. So 2 outs now in the 9th batter this inning, and Ben McCabe coming to the plate. So runner at first with 2 outs. Fresno, 5 runs on 5 hits. They have 7 runs on 7 hits overall. And now to Ben McCabe, who lined one to left field for an out, but it was hard hit. As the check is on the runner in Hinchman, he's back safely. Hinchman this year has not attempted a stolen base. He does have good speed, though, as here comes the pitch to McCabe. And McCabe flies one foul, counted 0-1. We talked about that on the pregame show with Jason Hinchman, and he gave me one of those smiles like, I'm surprised you didn't know this already, as the count at 0-1 to McCabe. As here comes the pitch from Echeverria, and it's swung on and missed, now 0-2. That ball in on the hands of McCabe. As the Grizzlies lead 7-0 here in the top of the second inning, trying to pick up a statement Sunday win. Of course, Stockton still only has played one inning so far on offense, as that pitch will hit McCabe in the helmet. Oh, man, McCabe, he will head down to first base. That never feels good. It was an 0-2 pitch that ran inside. Hinchman up to second. McCabe on a hit-by-pitch will head down to first. So now runners at first and second, and the 10th batter in the inning, and Luis Mendez will come up again. 1-for-1, he started all the fun with a single and run scored. As the pitch to Mendez is in the dirt, count at 1 ball and no strikes. If you are scoring at home, make sure you move your books to the next inning. So as the second inning still going on here for Fresno. Fresno, 5 runs on 5 hits. Runners at first and second with 2 outs. The pitch to Mendez is called a strike. Count at 1 ball and 1 strike. The Grizzlies last year scored 12 runs in an inning against the Stockton Ports for a franchise record in runs in a single inning. As here comes the 1-1 to Mendez, and a check swing, and he did go. Count at 1-2. Mendez slipped as he went after that breaking ball on the inside part of the plate. Count now at 1-2 as Mendez trying to stay back on this next pitch from Echeverria. Echeverria has gone to the fastball for his punch-outs usually. Here comes the 1-2, and he goes to the fastball right down the middle, and that will end the inning. But the Grizzlies score 5 runs on 5 hits, which included a 2-RBI double from Braylon Wimmer, a 2-RBI single from the birthday boy Jake Snyder, and an RBI single from Jason Hinchman. We had the bomb in the second. We'll be back right after this.
Don't miss a pitch of Fresno Grizzlies baseball all season long. With promotions, fireworks, food specials, and more, there's something for everyone at Chuck Chansey Park. Tickets start at just $10. Grab yours now at FresnoGrizzlies.com, and we'll see you at the ballpark.
Get ready for a night of fun and entertainment at Chuck Chansey Park with Fresno Parks and Rec Night on May 25th. Meet Jim O'Hare, who played Jerry Gergich on NBC's Parks and Recreation, and stick around for post-game fireworks. Grab your tickets now at FresnoGrizzlies.com.
Experience an unforgettable celebration of black baseball history over Memorial Day weekend in Cooperstown, New York. The Hall of Fame East-West Classic, a Legends game in tribute to the traditional Negro League's All-Star Game, takes place May 25th at historic Doubleday Field. The East-West Classic is part of a weekend celebration as the museum opens its new exhibit, The Souls of the Game, Voices of Black Baseball. Get your East-West Classic tickets today at baseballhall.org.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that Grand Slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham Rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Welcome back to Banner Island Ballpark here in Stockton, California. Bottom of the second inning, 7-0. Fresno leads Stockton as Luke Mann will strike to the plate against Jace Kaminska. Here comes the pitch from the right-hander, and it's a called strike. The count at 0-1. Jace Kaminska with a 7-run lead, 6'2", 235 pounds, as that's a curveball that just misses. Count at 1-1. The right-hander born in Coffeyville, Kansas, 22 years old, a 10th-round draft pick by the Rockies in 2023. As here's a ground ball sharply hit. Wimmer with a tough hop over to first in time. And it goes 6-3 for the first out. That ball took a hop and it went inside onto Wimmer, who stayed with it as it brings up the center fielder in Nate Nankill. Jace Kaminska was drafted out of Nebraska. Played at Wichita State initially for 2 seasons, but took his talents to play for the Cornhuskers and the Big Ten. Here comes the pitch, and that is a breaking ball in there. Good curveball from Kaminska. Count it 0-1. A 4-year letter winner and team captain at Caney Valley High School in Caney, Kansas. As that ball dips low, count of 1-1. Here in the bottom of the second inning, here's the pitch. It's low, 2-0 from Jace Kaminska. The right-hander, as we said, making his 7th start of the year. 3rd start against the Ports, though. As here's a chopper up the middle again. Wimmer is there, and Wimmer makes the play once again. He came charging in, and Kaminska, he jumped initially looking to make a play. Instead, he let his shortstop Wimmer make the out. So 2 away as it brings up Yeniel LeBoy, the third baseman. Kaminska, though, 3rd appearance, 3rd start against Stockton. No record, of 1.17 ERA. As the pitch is low, count of 1-0. 7 2/3 innings, 4 hits, 1 run it was earned, 1 walk, 12 Ks against the Ports over his 2 outings. Making his 6th start against the California League North Division. And on the road, making his 5th start, a 2-0 record, a 0.48 ERA. Here's the 1-1, that's low, 2-0. His last timeout was on May 12th versus Modesto. So here comes the 2-1, and that's line foul. 2-2. 6 innings, 3 hits, no runs, 2 walks, and 5 strikeouts against a very dangerous Modesto Nuts lineup. Counted 2-2. Here comes his offering, and it's high. 3-2. To Yeniel LeBoy. As the Grizzlies lead 7-0, here comes the 3-2. Check swing, did he go around? And he did not. It's a 2-out walk for LeBoy as he reaches base. And he'll bring up the catcher in Carlos Franco. Franco's 2nd start of this series. Miles Naylor gets a night off. Cole Kahn goes from catcher to DH. So a couple different positions here for the Ports. As here's a fly ball to right field, it goes foul, count at 0-1. Pedro Pineda was sent down to the ACL Athletics this morning by Oakland. That's their roster move, so the Ports playing with 29 players this afternoon. As here comes the 0-1, and a curveball that dances in there quickly, 0-2. A 12-6 curveball from Jace Kaminska. No balls, 2 strikes. Kaminska comes set around the belt. Here comes his 0-2 to Franco. And it's high for a ball, count of 1-2. And Kaminska has fallen off a couple times on his release point and his landing. As here comes the 1-2. And he goes right back to the curveball, fouled off. And the count remains at 1-2 to Carlos Franco. From Jace Kaminska. Made 14 starts in his last season with Nebraska, going 7-3. A 2-1 record this year, though. One ball, two strikes. Here comes the pitch from Kaminska. And a line drive foul as Franco stays alive. Kaminska looking for his second punch out this afternoon. Has a 7-0 lead to work with. Fresno finding some runs for Kaminska. Kaminska has received only 6 runs of support over his last 2 games. So it's already been surpassed today. As here comes the 1-2 from Kaminska to Franco. And a little blooper. Longwell gives chase, but he lets it go foul. That was off the end of the bat as Franco did a check swing to stay alive. Kaminska, though, 5-1 the Grizzlies are when he starts in a game this season. As we said, very successful, undefeated on the road on Sundays. As a curveball in the dirt, count now at 2 balls and 2 strikes. Kaminska trying to put away Carlos Franco. As McCabe going to talk to Kaminska. Yellow Dog Signs and Graphics is your one-stop shop for all custom-made signs, banners, wraps, and graphics here in the Central Valley. When you choose Yellow Dog, you're choosing premium, high-quality products, and excellent customer service, all at a competitive price point. You can visit yellowdoggraphics.com to request a free quote or give them a call at 559-435-6263 today. Yellow Dog Signs and Graphics, bring your best ideas to life. Here's the pitch and a fly ball out to right field. Playable for the right fielder. Tenna still coming in, and it drops. And that will be a single for Franco as Tenna was coming in hard and could not make the play. So now runners at the corners here with 2 outs. I don't know if Tenna saw the ball initially. As Franco reaches, continues to stay alive on the 2-strike count. First hit for Stockton, and now it's Darlin Montero with 2 outs and runners now at the corners here. And we thank Yellow Dog Signs and Graphics for being a proud partner of your Fresno Grizzlies here in the bottom of the second. As the Grizzlies trying to get out of this inning unscathed, leading 7-0. Here's the pitch and a ground ball foul, count at 1-1. Here in the bottom of the second inning. Glad you could join us. The Fresno Grizzlies trying to win 5 out of 6 in this series. Here comes the 1-1. And a ground ball to the second baseman, Hill. Hill's up with it over to first in time. And Kaminska leaves 2 runners stranded. We head to the top of the third. Grizzlies 7-0. We'll be back right after this.
Okay, the 2025 Toyota Camry is fully redesigned. I see you, Toyota. Sleek interior, electronic all-wheel drive. I should hit the mountains. I should call my girls. I should call my mom. Fold-down rear seats. This Camry's got tons of room. Could fit a snowboard in here. Should I try it again? The instructor was cute. Is he single? Is it complicated? 232 horsepower. Get lost in nature. Find myself in Joshua Tree. What if his name's Joshua? Find yourself in an all-new 2025 Toyota Camry today. Toyota. Let's go places.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Watch me now!
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Get ready for a night of fun and entertainment at Chuck Chansey Park with Fresno Parks and Rec Night on May 25th. Meet Jim O'Hare, who played Jerry Gergich on NBC's Parks and Recreation, and stick around for post-game fireworks. Grab your tickets now at FresnoGrizzlies.com.
Welcome back to Banner Island Ballpark here in Stockton, California. Top of the third inning, 7-0 Fresno leads Stockton. As the first pitch is a called strike from Micah Dallas to Caleb Hobson. 1-for-1, a bunt single and a run scored for Hobson. As Micah Dallas, the new pitcher, as the 0-1's inside. Count of 1-1. As the Grizzlies lead 7-0 here at Banner Island Ballpark. Here comes the 1-1, and that is a called strike. Now 1-2 from Micah Dallas. Dallas now will have to work as a bridge pitcher for the Ports this afternoon. 24 years old. As here comes the 1-2 from the righty. And it's outside. 2-2. Where's number 34 on the back of his jersey? 6'2", 215 pounds. Here comes the 2-2. And a check swing. Did he go around? He did not. 3-2. Jace Kaminska, 2 scoreless innings so far. His scoreless streak up to 14 innings. As here's a little blooper in a shallow center field, and it's a base hit for Hobson. He is now 2-for-2 with 2 singles, and Fresno up to 8 hits already. As here comes G.J. Hill to the dish, his third at-bat already. Hill is 0-for-1, a walk and a run scored. Still looking for his first hit in this series. As Hobson leads from first, here comes the pitch from the righty in Dallas. Swung on and missed. Count it 0-1. Dallas, born in Carrollton, Texas, went to Texas A&M, drafted by the Athletics in the 8th round in 2022. Here comes his 0-1 offering, and a foul ball, and it went off of Franco. The count now 0-2. Dallas, 11th game out of the bullpen, an 0-1 record, a 6 ERA, 9 innings, 8 strikeouts. Second year with the Ports. Did spend time last year, one game with AAA Las Vegas, where he picked up the loss. Micah Dallas worked as a starter as well a little bit last year. As here comes the 0-2 to Hill. And it's a high pop-up, and that ball is in fair territory, and it's caught by the third baseman in LeBoy as Hill is retired. And that is the first out of the inning as it brings up first baseman Aiden Longwell. Longwell, like Hill, 0-for-1, a walk and a run scored. As he would like to get in on the fun right here. 7-0 Fresno. Here in the top of the third inning, the Grizzlies already with 8 hits in this game. And they're looking for help as well as San Jose Modesto tied at 0. As here comes the pitch to Longwell, and he flies one to left, and it goes foul. And Hobson was going on the play. Looked like a hit-and-run scenario. Counted 0-1. As the Grizzlies lead here. Aiden Longwell, the Kent State product. Here comes the 0-1 as Hobson leads from first. And that's a fly ball out to deep center field. Racing back to center fielder. And plenty of room for Nankill in front of the warning track to make the catch. Longwell gave it a ride. Comes up empty, though, as it brings up shortstop Braylon Wimmer. Wimmer has 2 legs of the cycle, a single and a double. He is 2-for-2, 2 RBI and 2 runs scored. Braylon Wimmer extending his hit streak to 6 games, his longest hit streak this season. He had 2 5-game hit streaks before extending that second 5-game hit streak to 6 games. As a check on Hobson, and he is out. Picked off at first, and Dallas has a clean inning. Grizzlies 0 in the third. They still lead 7-0. We'll be back right after this.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Experience an unforgettable celebration of Black baseball history over Memorial Day weekend in Cooperstown, New York. The Hall of Fame East-West Classic, a Legends game in tribute to the traditional Negro Leagues All-Star Game, takes place May 25th at historic Doubleday Field. The East-West Classic is part of a weekend celebration as the museum opens its new exhibit, The Souls of the Game, Voices of Black Baseball. Get your East-West Classic tickets today at baseballhall.org.
Express Furniture Rental. Whether you're looking for temporary furnishings for an apartment or condo, or maybe you need to furnish your home, Express Furniture Rental is your rental furnishing solution. They have affordable rental packages, which include housewares, electronics, and more. They are your one-stop shop. You can check them out online at efrental.com or call 800-933-3689 today. And we thank Express Furniture Rental for being a proud partner of your Fresno Grizzlies here in the bottom of the third. Poisson pops that one foul, counting at one ball, two strikes from Jace Kaminska here in the bottom of the third inning. Again, we think Express Furniture Rental. Here's the 1-2. It's high. Two balls and two strikes as Jace Kaminska, a 7-0 lead for him here at Banner Island Ballpark. Bottom of the third inning. Here comes the 2-2. And it swung on and missed. Poisson went chasing after an elevated fastball. And that's the second strikeout for Kaminska. First out of the inning, it brings up the DH in Cole Kahn here in the bottom of the third inning. On May 19th, as the Grizzlies lead 7-0, here's a pitch from Kaminska. That is a called strike. Count it 0-1. The other starter for Stockton, Steven Echeverria, 2 innings, 7 hits, 7 runs, 7 earned, 3 walks, and 3 Ks. He also hit a batter in his outing. And Kaminska on the other side has allowed 1 hit, 1 walk with 2 Ks. Here comes the 0-2 to Cole Kahn. Kaminska will wind and deal. And that's outside. Count at 1-2. A very nonchalant delivery from Kaminska. Very simple delivery for the right-hander. As here comes the 1-2. And the ground ball softly hit. Hill picks it up over at second, on to first, and it goes 4-3 for the second out. And Kahn is retired as it brings up the right fielder in Nelson Beltran. G.J. Hill, who just grabbed that ball at second base, just his second game over at second base, or second start, I should say. He's made a couple appearances defensively late in the games over at second. As here's a swing and a miss by Beltran, count it 0-1. An outfielder by trade, but you can tell that the hands are very good by the way he receives those ground balls. As the 0-1 check swing, that's a called strike. Now quickly 0-2 as Kaminska looking for another 1-2-3 inning. No balls, two strikes. Here comes the pitch from the right-hander, winds and deals. And it is just outside, count it 1-2. Good spot from the right-hander, Kaminska. One ball, two strikes. Kaminska will wind again. Here's the pitch. And a line drive fouls. Beltran was right on it. It remains at one ball and two strikes. Grizzlies lead 7-0 here in the bottom of the third, the series finale between Fresno and Stockton. The Grizzlies return home Tuesday morning to take on the Visalia Rawhide. Here's the 1-2, and that's low. Two balls and two strikes. A six-game series, the first meeting between those clubs in 2024. As here comes the 2-2, and it swung on and missed, and Kaminska, a 1-2-3 inning. He has three strikeouts over three scoreless. We'll be back right after this.
Experience an unforgettable celebration of Black baseball history over Memorial Day weekend in Cooperstown, New York. The Hall of Fame East-West Classic, a Legends game in tribute to the traditional Negro Leagues All-Star Game, takes place May 25th at historic Doubleday Field. The East-West Classic is part of a weekend celebration as the museum opens its new exhibit, The Souls of the Game, Voices of Black Baseball. Get your East-West Classic tickets today at baseballhall.org.
Get ready for a night of fun and entertainment at Chuck Chansey Park with Fresno Parks and Rec Night on May 25th. Meet Jim O'Hare, who played Jerry Gergich on NBC's Parks and Recreation, and stick around for post-game fireworks. Grab your tickets now at FresnoGrizzlies.com.
Don't miss a pitch of Fresno Grizzlies baseball all season long. With promotions, fireworks, food specials, and more, there's something for everyone at Chuck Chansey Park. Tickets start at just $10. Grab yours now at FresnoGrizzlies.com, and we'll see you at the ballpark.
Okay, the 2025 Toyota Camry is fully redesigned. I see you, Toyota. Sleek interior, electronic all-wheel drive. I should hit the mountains. I should call my girls. I should call my mom. Fold-down rear seats. This Camry's got tons of room. Could fit a snowboard in here. Should I try it again? The instructor was cute. Is he single? Is it complicated? 232 horsepower. Get lost in nature. Find myself in Joshua Tree. What if his name's Joshua? Find yourself in an all-new 2025 Toyota Camry today. Toyota. Let's go places.
Welcome back to Banner Island Ballpark here in Stockton, California. We're in the top of the fourth inning. It is 7-0 Fresno over Stockton as Braylon Wimmer back to the plate. 2-for-2, a double single, 2 RBI, and 2 runs. As the first pitch is a breaking ball called a strike from Micah Dallas, who had a nice last inning. Allowed just a single, but picked off the runner at first. As here comes the 0-1, a chopper up the middle. This is the shortstop and man ranging over. The low throw, and it's not dug out by the first baseman, Montero. That was just a late moment where the ball decided to skedaddle out of the glove, and Wimmer is on. It should be an error for Stockton, as Wimmer's on for the third time, and now it's Jake Snyder, 2-for-2, two singles, 2 RBI, and a run scored. Snyder, celebrating his 26th birthday, continues to just dominate this season as he swings and misses, count at 0-1. So a throwing error by the shortstop in Luke Mann. And for Stockton, that's their second error of the game. Here comes the 0-1, and Snyder takes a pitch outside, count at 1-1, from Micah Dallas. As you said, went to Texas A&M. This is his 38th game in his professional career. Here's the 1-1. That's inside. 2 balls and a strike. He's made 6 starts, a 3-6 all-time record, a 6.82 ERA. Already his 11th game out of the bullpen this season. Dallas has been a nice bridge option for the Ports. As that pitch is inside, 3 balls and a strike. You can tell lots of movement on his breaking balls and the fastball with good riding action to it. As Wimmer leads from first, here comes the 3-1 to Jake Snyder. And Snyder flies one out to left field. Racing back is the left fielder Poisson. He's underneath it and will make the catch for the first out as Snyder is retired. And now the left fielder, Jason Hinchman, 1-for-1, a single walk. It was an RBI single for Hinchman, part of that 5-run top of the second inning. As the Grizzlies would love to add some more runs, the offense has awakened here in the series finale. Here comes the pitch to Jason Hinchman, and a check on Wimmer. He's back safely with a head first dive. Wimmer, 4 stolen bases, and he has not been caught yet this year. Nice crowd on hand. Lots of little leaguers as here comes the pitch. And a check swing. He was way out in front of it. Count it 0-1. Here at Banner Island Ballpark, got to check out some pizza at the concessions the past couple of days. Here comes the 0-1. That is a called strike. Now 0-2. Here at Banner Island Ballpark, we'll have one more series here in Stockton later down the road. 300 to left field for the distance. As there goes the runner. The throw is high and inside. The throw now bounces off of Wimmer. He will head. Actually, he'll just stop at second. And now he's going to be checked on. I think that ball glanced off of Wimmer's face. He's making sure he's not bleeding. That's the count to Hinchman. I believe is at 1-2. As Wimmer looks to be okay. That ball glanced off of him from the throw from Franco. It's a stolen base for Wimmer. Now 5-for-5 in stolen bases in the year as Hinchman swings and misses, and he is out. Second out for Dallas in the frame. His first strikeout, though. This will bring up Felix Tena, who's 0-for-1. He has a sacrifice fly back in the first inning. Runner at second with 2 outs. But as we said, 300 feet down the left field line here at Banner Island Ballpark. Yes, here comes the pitch, and Tana looks to bunt, and it goes foul. And that short porch out in right field as well here at Banner Island. Here comes the 0-1 to Felix Tena. Dallas looks back the runner and Wimmer. Here comes the 0-1, and that is inside. Count of 1-1. 7-0 Fresno leads Stockton here in the top of the fourth inning. As the Grizzlies looking to take 5 out of 6 from the Stockton Ports. Here comes the 1-1 to Tena. And Tena, swing and a miss on a ball in the dirt. Count at 1-2 in Dallas. That breaking ball is disgusting. Filthy down the zone. And now Tena has to find a way to stay alive. Dallas out of the bullpen so far has allowed just 1 hit. And a runner has also reached on an error. It's a count of 1-2 as Franco with a quick mound visit with Micah Dallas. The Grizzlies have had some offensive woes in the month of May, but today has looked very good. 4-for-8 already with runners in scoring position. As here comes the pitch and a line drive up the middle and into center field, a base hit. Wimmer rounds third. He will score. Felix Tena, an RBI single. Now 8-0 Fresno. Tena's second RBI of the game. The second baseman Schofield Sam laid out and just came up short. As Wimmer will score. So an RBI single for Felix Tena. First hit of the inning and a run. And now with 2 outs and a runner at first, it's Ben McCabe 0-for-1 with a hit by pitch. And that is a called strike. Count it 0-1. 8-0 Fresno here in the top of the fourth inning. Felix Tena with 2 of those 8 RBI. Here comes the 0-1 to Ben McCabe. Long pause from Dallas. Here's the pitch, and McCabe fouls it off. Heads up in the Grizzlies' dugout. Is everybody okay? I think everyone is okay over there. Still a scary moment when you see a ball going to the dugout. As a count, and 0-2. Here comes the pitch from McCabe, and it's swung on and missed. But the Grizzlies do score another run. They extend their lead to 8-0. Felix Tena, an RBI single. We'll be back right after this.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Experience an unforgettable celebration of Black baseball history over Memorial Day weekend in Cooperstown, New York. The Hall of Fame East-West Classic, a Legends game in tribute to the traditional Negro League's All-Star Game, takes place May 25th at historic Doubleday Field. The East-West Classic is part of a weekend celebration as the museum opens its new exhibit, The Souls of the Game, Voices of Black Baseball. Get your East-West Classic tickets today at baseballhall.org.
Don't miss a pitch of Fresno Grizzlies baseball all season long. With promotions, fireworks, food specials, and more, there's something for everyone at Chuck Chancey Park. Tickets start at just $10. Grab yours now at FresnoGrizzlies.com, and we'll see you at the ballpark.
Welcome back to Banner Island Ballpark here in Stockton, California. Bottom of the fourth inning, 8-0 Grizzlies lead the Ports as there's a strike to TJ Schofield, Sam, from the right-hander in Jace Kaminska. As the pitch is a line drive, a base hit to left field. That sounded good off the bat for Schofield, Sam. It's a leadoff single, just the second hit for Stockton. As it brings up shortstop Luke Mann, who's 0-for-1. A ground out to the shortstop Wimmer his last time up. Here in the bottom of the fourth inning, Jace Kaminska. As here comes the pitch from the right-hander as he looks back the runner, Schofield, Sam, and that is a called strike count at 0-1. Here in the bottom of the fourth inning here at Banner Island Ballpark for the series finale. Here's the 0-1 from Kaminska, and that's a called strike. Now 0-2 to Luke Mann. Kaminska now looking for a big punch out against Luke Mann, who's had an outstanding series. Three-homer series so far for Mann. As here comes the 0-2 from Kaminska, and a ground ball. Longwell picks it up. It goes 3-6 back to Longwell, 3, a double play. The Grizzlies worked on it just the other day, and they turn the twin killing. So two outs now on the 3-6-3 double play, and it brings up Nate Nankill, who's 0-for-1 with a ground out. Minko Abbott and Lou Pervone's apartment homes at the Dominion is raising the standards where people live, work, and play. Located at 1325 East Fox Hill Drive, Lou Pervones is one of Fresno's most luxurious 1 and 2 bedroom apartments. Visit their website at leprovenceapts.com and come discover the provincial lifestyle that is waiting for you. We thank Mako Abbott for being a proud partner of your Fresno Grizzlies here in the bottom of the fourth. The count of 1 and 2 to Nankill is Kaminska, a couple fastballs grooved in the zone. As here's a ground ball to the second baseman, Hill. Hill scoops it up over to first, and another scoreless inning for Jace Kaminska. We head to the fifth, 8-0 Fresno. Here's the Grizzlies baseball on stream, guys. FresnoGrizzlies.com, the Bally Live app, and MILB TV.
Okay, the 2025 Toyota Camry is fully redesigned. I see you, Toyota. Sleek interior, electronic all-wheel drive. I should hit the mountains. I should call my girls. I should call my mom. Fold-down rear seats. This Camry's got tons of room. Could fit a snowboard in here. Should I try it again? The instructor was cute. Is he single? Is it complicated? 232 horsepower. Get lost in nature. Find myself in Joshua Tree. What if his name's Joshua?
Find yourself in an all-new 2025 Toyota Camry today. Toyota, let's go places.
Experience an unforgettable celebration of Black baseball history over Memorial Day weekend in Cooperstown, New York. The Hall of Fame East-West Classic, a Legends game in tribute to the traditional Negro Leagues All-Star Game, takes place May 25th at historic Doubleday Field. The East-West Classic is part of a weekend celebration as the museum opens its new exhibit, The Souls of the Game, Voices of Black Baseball. Get your East-West Classic tickets today at baseballhall.org.
Don't miss a pitch of Fresno Grizzlies baseball all season long. With promotions, fireworks, food specials, and more, there's something for everyone at Chuck Chancey Park. Tickets start at just $10. Grab yours now at FresnoGrizzlies.com, and we'll see you at the ballpark.
Get ready for a night of fun and entertainment at Chuck Chancey Park with Fresno Parks and Rec Night on May 25th. Meet Jim O'Hare, who played Jerry Gergich on NBC's Parks and Recreation, and stick around for post-game fireworks. Grab your tickets now at FresnoGrizzlies.com.
Okay, the 2025 Toyota Camry is fully redesigned. I see you, Toyota. Sleek interior, electronic all-wheel drive.
Welcome back to Banner Island Ballpark here in Stockton, California. Frank De La Rosa takes over on the mound as here's Luis Mendez. And the first pitch is inside. Count at 1-0. Frank De La Rosa wears the number 30 on the back of his white jersey. As here comes the 1-0 to Mendez. And it is in there for a strike. Count at 1-1. Frank De La Rosa. Mendez 1-for-2, a single and a run scored. As Micah Dallas's night is done. As that pitch is a little bit low on the count of 2-1. So Frank De La Rosa. Here comes the 2-1 to Mendez. Mendez fouls it off. Now 2-2. Frank, F-R-A-N-C-K, De La Rosa. Here comes the 2-2, and that's a high pop-up. Playable for the third baseman in LaBoy. He makes the catch, and Mendez is retired for the first out. As here comes center fielder Caleb Hobson. 2-for-2 for Hobson. Includes a bunt single and a run scored against Frank De La Rosa. F-R-A-N-C-K-D-E-L-A-R-O-S-A. Here comes the pitch to Hobson, and it is outside. Count it 1-0. Here in the top of the fifth inning, 8-0. Fresno leads Stockton. Here's the 1-0, and that is a call strike. Count at 1-1. So final line for Micah Dallas, 2 innings, 2 hits, 1 run. It was unearned, no walks, and 2 strikeouts. Here comes the 1-1, and it's a grounder foul. Count now at 1-2. De La Rosa pitched just the other Tuesday. 4 1/3 of scoreless innings. 2 hits, 5 walks, 7 punch-outs. Here comes the 1-2 from De La Rosa, and it's a liner foul as Hobson stays alive. So De La Rosa, his second outing of the series. As the Grizzlies trying to extend that lead even more here in the fifth. Here comes the 1-2 and a check and the ball in the dirt. Count at 2-2. Frank De La Rosa, a very tall right-hander. Listed at 6'8", he is 200 pounds, 23 years old, from Yaguate, Dominican Republic. Here comes the 2-2 from De La Rosa. And it swung on and missed. And Hobson is down on strikes. Second out of the inning. First strikeout for De La Rosa. And it brings up G.J. Hill. 0-for-2, a walk and a run scored. De La Rosa, this is his 7th game. He's made 1 start. An 0-1 record, a 6.05 ERA. Here comes the pitch, and that is in there. Count at 0-1. 27 strikeouts over 20 innings of work for De La Rosa. Pitched with the Ports last year as well. As here comes the 0-1 from the right-hander. And that is low. The count now at one ball and one strike. Here in the top of the fifth inning, glad you could join us as the Grizzlies leave the ports. Here comes the 1-1. And that's outside. Two balls and a strike. As the Grizzlies have the lead, Jace Kaminska continues to throw zeros up on the board, and Fresno's offense looked very relaxed so far. As Hill checks swing, did he go around? He did not. Count now at three balls and a strike. G.J. Hill will be our pregame guest Tuesday morning as the Grizzlies take on the Visalia Rawhide, and it's fitting because that was G.J. Hill's last team he played for. In the Diamondback system, as here comes the 3-1 to Hill. De La Rosa very slow. Here comes the pitch, and that is outside, ball four. A two-out walk to Hill. Second walk that Hill has drawn. That's four walks now for Stockton pitching, as it brings up Aiden Longwell. 0-for-2, a walk and a run scored. So two outs, runner at first. Hill, good speed. He already has three stolen bases in this series. And now Aiden Longwell. Here comes the pitch from the righty. And it goes to the backstop. A wild pitch. Up to second goes Hill. So a wild pitch. And now Hill in scoring position. Longwell looking for his first hit. Would love to drive in a run. As the Grizzlies lead 8-0. Here at Banner Island Ballpark for the series finale. Braylon Wimmer on deck if Longwell can extend this inning and lengthen this Grizzlies lead. Here comes the 1-0. And it is a line drive foul. Count of one ball and one strike. The Grizzlies 9-2 against Stockton this season. Also here at Banner Island Ballpark, 12-2. On the road against the California League North Division, which included a sweep of the San Jose Giants. Here comes the 1-1 to Longwell. Hill leads from second, and he swings and misses. Count of 1-2. An update on that Giants-Modesto Nuts game. The Giants lead the Nuts 1-0 in the top of the fifth inning. If the Grizzlies hold on and Modesto falls, they're within 2.5 games for first place. As here comes the 1-2 to Longwell. And Longwell, line drive, base hit to left center. That ball into the gap. Longwell will head to second. He has at least a double. The ball finally picked up. Longwell looking for three. The throw is not going to happen. And Aiden Longwell has an RBI triple, and it's 9-0 Fresno. Longwell, that ball just kept carrying out in the gap, and he has his first hit, and it's a big one for Fresno. Hill scores easily from second. It's a hit and a run, and they have their first run against De La Rosa in this series. As now Braylon Wimmer has reached base three times. He has scored three times. Here comes the pitch to Braylon Wimmer. And he pops one up into shallow center field. The shortstop man battling the sun makes the catch to end the inning. But an RBI triple, the first one for Longwell, gives the Grizzlies a 9-0 lead. We head to the bottom of the fifth. We'll be back right after this.
Okay, the 2025 Toyota Camry is fully redesigned. I see you, Toyota. Sleek interior, electronic all-wheel drive. I should hit the mountains. I should call my girls. I should call my mom. Fold-down rear seats. This Camry's got tons of room. Could fit a snowboard in here. Should I try it again? The instructor was cute. Is he single? Is it complicated? 232 horsepower. Get lost in nature. Find myself in Joshua Tree. What if his name's Joshua? Find yourself in an all-new 2025 Toyota Camry today. Toyota. Let's go places.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment in only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it.
Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Don't miss a pitch of Fresno Grizzlies baseball all season long. With promotions, fireworks, food specials, and more, there's something for everyone at Chuck Chansey Park. Tickets start at just $10. Grab yours now at FresnoGrizzlies.com, and we'll see you at the ballpark.
Welcome back to Banner Island Ballpark here in Stockton, California. We're in the bottom of the fifth inning, 9-0. Fresno leads Stockton. As here's a ground ball softly hit back to Kaminska, who will underhand toss it over to Longwell. And it goes 1-3 as LeBoy is retired. He was issued a walk back in the second inning. And now to Carlos Franco, who had a great battle his first time. A single with two strikes. As there is one out here in the fifth inning. As here comes the pitch from Kaminska, and there's a curveball that dances in there for a strike. Count it 0-1. Good dandy of a pitch from Kaminska. Here in the bottom of the fifth, that pitch is low. Count of 1-1. As the Grizzlies lead 9-0 here in the bottom of the fifth inning. Here comes the pitch from Kaminska against Franco. And it's a ground ball to Wimmer. Wimmer at short. He gobbles it up. Over to first, it goes 6-3 for the second out. And brings up the first baseman in Darlin Montero. Hey, Grizzlies fans, all season long, Pete and Jerry's Home Run Eggs, the official egg partner of Minor League Baseball, invites you to show off your excellent moves in the Shelly's Shake Ya Tail Feather Dance-Off for your chance to win free eggs. As that pitch is high, count at 1-0. Pete and Jerry's eggs are in a league of their own. Their hens are free to frolic under sunny skies on small family farms, laying eggs with impeccable taste and quality. Fly ball to left field, and that is caught by Hinchman on the run. A 1-2-3 inning for Kaminska. Find them at your local supermarket and bring them home today. We thank Pete and Jerry's for being a proud partner of your Fresno Grizzlies and Minor League Baseball here in the bottom of the fifth. We head to the sixth, 9-0 Grizzlies. We'll be back right after this.
Okay, the 2025 Toyota Camry is fully redesigned. I see you, Toyota. Sleek interior, electronic all-wheel drive. I should hit the mountains. I should call my girls. I should call my mom. Fold-down rear seats. This Camry's got tons of room. Could fit a snowboard in here. Should I try it again? The instructor was cute. Is he single? Is it complicated? 232 horsepower. Get lost in nature. Find myself in Joshua Tree. What if his name's Joshua? Find yourself in an all-new 2025 Toyota Camry today. Toyota. Let's go places.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Watch me now!
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Welcome back to Banner Island Ballpark here in Stockton, California. Top of the sixth inning, 9-0. The Grizzlies lead the Ports as Jake Snyder will take a pitch inside from Frank De La Rosa. Snyder, 2-for-3, a 2-RBI single and a run scored on his birthday. Yes, here comes the 1-0, and Snyder takes a pitch inside. 2 balls and no strikes here in the top of the 6th inning. Yes, here comes the 2-0 to Jake Snyder from De La Rosa. He winds and deals. And a check swing, he did go around. 2-1. By the way, Montero flew out to left field to finish up that 5th inning. Yes, here comes the 2-1 from De La Rosa. And that is low. 3 balls and a strike. And another 1-2-3 inning for Jace Kaminska. Here comes the 3-1 now to Snyder from De La Rosa. Long pause. Here's the pitch. And a line drive out to left center field. That ball's going to hit a gap. Snyder now looking for 3. He's going to hit second base as the ball's thrown in. And he has a leadoff double. Snyder really wanting him to get to third to possibly get to the record books. Instead, he will coast into second base with another double. Fresno now up to 12 hits. As we'll bring up Jason Hinchman, who is 1-for-2, an RBI single for Hinchman here in the top of the 6th inning. We were going back to that Kaminska stat after that 1-2-3 inning. As here's the pitch to Hinchman. It is a called strike. Count it 0-1. Kaminska, besides that second inning, has just faced 3 batters in every inning. So here comes the 0-1 to Hinchman. And he flies one to right field. That ball will go foul. Now no balls and 2 strikes. Snyder 9 doubles, and Fresno leads 9-0. Fresno up to 12 hits. As here comes the 0-2, and that is a called strike 3, and Hinchman is out. Caught looking for the second time. Second strikeout for De La Rosa. First out of the inning, and it brings up Felix Tena. Tena already with a pair of RBIs, thanks to a single and a sacrifice fly. 1 out runner at second. By the way, Stockton, they only have 1 error. We have 2 listed, so that means a ball got changed from an error to a single, as that ball is fouled off by Tena. Count it no balls and a strike. And it's actually going to be Braylon Wimmer, who reached on what initially was E6, has been ruled to a single. As here comes the 0-1 to Tena. And it's a line drive foul. Now no balls and 2 strikes. So Wimmer 3-for-4. 3 runs and 2 RBI for Wimmer. Which means in that inning there was 2 hits and no errors. As here comes the 0-2 to Tena. And Tena, that is line foul down the first baseline. We'll do it again at no balls and 2 strikes. So Fresno, 9 runs on 12 hits. They had a 5-run and 5-hit second inning. Here comes the 0-2 to Tena. And a chopper to second. This is playable for Schofield, Sam. Over to first is in time. Up to third goes Snyder. Goes 4-3. For the second out. And now Ben McCabe, who's 0-for-2 with a hit by pitch. As McCabe would love to make it 10-0 if he can get a base hit right here. The Grizzlies all over the ports this afternoon. Here comes the pitch. And it is outside. Count of 1 ball and no strikes. For Ben McCabe, now batting 209 on the season. Here comes the 102, the UCF product. Long pause from De La Rosa, and that's in the dirt. 2 balls and no strikes. Luis Mendez on deck. Runner at third with 2 outs. The Grizzlies continue to pound the baseball. 12 hits for Fresno. And this is helping Jace Kaminska, the Grizzlies starter. Here comes the 2-0 to McCabe, and it is inside. Three balls and no strikes. De La Rosa working hard so far. Fresno, with that hit by Wimmer, gives an earned run to Dallas's line, by the way. And here comes the 3-0 to McCabe. And it's inside, ball four, and a two-out walk. So McCabe gets down to first. Now runners at the corners here for Luis Mendez. 1-for-3, a single and a run. Second walk issued by De La Rosa. So De La Rosa now an inning and two-thirds. Two hits, one run it was earned, two walks, and two strikeouts. As here comes the pitch, and Mendez fouls it off. Counted no balls and one strike. So we're updating Micah Dallas's line as we speak. Two innings, three hits, one run it was earned, no walks, and two strikeouts for Dallas. As here comes the 0-1 to Luis Mendez. And it's a line drive foul. Now no balls and two strikes. Fresno, their most runs in a game this season, 13. That was back on April 6th, where Mendez had a 5 RBI game. Mendez looking for his first RBI of the contest. Here comes the 0-2 to him. And Mendez check swing, and he did go around, and that will end the inning. The Grizzlies come up empty despite putting two runners on base. We head to the bottom of the sixth, 9-0 Grizzlies. We'll be back right after this.
Okay, the 2025 Toyota Camry is fully redesigned. I see you, Toyota. Sleek interior, electronic all-wheel drive. I should hit the mountains. I should call my girls. I should call my mom. Fold-down rear seats. This Camry's got tons of room. Could fit a snowboard in here. Should I try it again? The instructor was cute. Is he single? Is it complicated? 232 horsepower. Get lost in nature. Find myself in Joshua Tree. What if his name's Joshua? Find yourself in an all-new 2025 Toyota Camry today. Toyota. Let's go places.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Experience an unforgettable celebration of Black baseball history over Memorial Day weekend in Cooperstown, New York. The Hall of Fame East-West Classic, a Legends game in tribute to the traditional Negro Leagues All-Star Game, takes place May 25th at historic Doubleday Field.
Welcome back to Banner Island Ballpark here in Stockton, California. Bottom of the sixth inning, 9-0, Fresno leads Stockton. As Robert Poisson, who's 0-for-1, will face Jace Kaminska. Here comes the 1-0. That's a curveball that's in there for a strike. Counted 1-1. Good movement there on that curveball from Kaminska. And here comes the 1-1 and a swing and a miss. Count now 1-2. As Jace Kaminska looking for his fourth punch out of the afternoon. And here's a liner foul as Poisson stays alive. Poisson, 6'3", 187 pounds, from La Romana, Dominican Republic. A feisty personality, Poisson will turn 22 this year. Here's the 2-2, and it's fouled off. We'll do it again with the same count. 2-2. Single-A affiliates of the Rockies and Athletics battling it out here for Sunday afternoon baseball. Here's the 2-2, And it's outside, 3 balls and 2 strikes to Robert Poisson. Here comes the pitch. And it swung on and foul tipped into the glove. And Poisson is out. Second time he has struck out. Fourth punch out now for Kaminska. And with one away, here comes the DH in Cole Kahn. Kahn is 0 for 2 with a line out and a ground out. Heads up, Grizzlies fans, starting June 1st, Chukchansey Park. As here's a high fly ball out to center field. Racing quickly in now is Hobson, and it drops. And that's a base hit, and now getting to second is Kahn. I don't know what happened there, but the ball drops in front of 4 different Grizzlies fielders. And just like that, Kahn has a double. A 1-out double, and that's the 3rd hit for Stockton. As it brings up Nelson Beltran, who's 0 for 2 with 2 strikeouts. But heads up, Grizzlies fans, starting June 1st, Chukchansey Park will be enacting a clear bag policy. As time called by McCabe. In an effort to increase speed of entry at the ballpark and for the safety of all fans, all bags must be see-through, with the exception of small clutches and any necessary medical items, including diaper bags. All bags will still be subject to search at the gates. For more information, please visit FresnoGrizzlies.com/gameday. Here comes the pitch. Swung on and missed. Now 0-2 to Beltran. Thank you for your understanding as we continue to make Chukchansey Park the greatest venue in all of minor league baseball. As here comes the 0-2 from Kaminska, and it swung on and missed. An elevated fastball, and Kaminska has his 5th strikeout. Beltran and Poisson have combined for all 5 strikeouts in this game. So now with 2 outs, it's TJ Schofield Sam, 1-for-2 with a single. Runner at second with 2 outs is Kaminska, looking for 6 scoreless innings again. As that pitch is low, count of 1 ball and no strikes. Here on May 19th. Glad you could join us. As here comes the 1-0 from Kaminska. Looks back the runner. Here's the pitch, and it's fouled off. Count of 1 ball and 1 strike. The Grizzlies, 9-0. Largest margin of victory this year, 9 runs. It was 9-0. Here in the bottom of the 6th inning, here comes the pitch, and that's a check swing. Did he go around? He did not. 2 balls and a strike now to TJ Schofield, Sam. As Stu Fleslin III starts to get loose down in that bullpen for the Grizzlies. Here comes the pitch, and a little ground ball to the shortstop, Wimmer, and he makes the play. Wimmer with a runner cutting in front of him, stays with the play. On a first, the bounce to Longwell, and that ends the inning. And Jace Kaminska, for the 3rd straight game, has 6 scoreless innings. We'll be back right after this.
Experience an unforgettable celebration of black baseball history over Memorial Day weekend in Cooperstown, New York. The Hall of Fame East-West Classic, a Legends game in tribute to the traditional Negro Leagues All-Star Game, takes place May 25th at historic Doubleday Field. The East-West Classic is part of a weekend celebration as the museum opens its new exhibit, The Souls of the Game, Voices of Black Baseball. Get your East West Classic tickets today at baseballhall.org.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Experience an unforgettable celebration of Black baseball history over Memorial Day weekend in Cooperstown, New York. The Hall of Fame East-West Classic, a Legends game and a tribute to the traditional Negro Leagues All-Star Game, takes place May 25th at historic Doubleday Field. The East-West Classic is part of a weekend celebration as the museum opens its new exhibit, The Souls of the Game, Voices of Black Baseball. Get your East West Classic tickets today at baseballhall.org.
Get ready for a night of fun and entertainment at Chuck Chansey Park with Fresno Parks and Rec Night on May 25th. Meet Jim O'Hare, who played Jerry Gergich on NBC's Parks and Recreation, and stick around for post-game fireworks. Grab your tickets now at FresnoGrizzlies.com.
Don't miss a pitch of Fresno Grizzlies baseball all season long. With promotions, fireworks, food specials, and more, there's something for everyone at Chuck Chansey Park. Tickets start at just $10. Grab yours now at FresnoGrizzlies.com, and we'll see you at the ballpark.
Welcome back to Banner Island Ballpark here in Stockton, California. Top of the seventh inning, 9-0, the Grizzlies lead the Ports. As TJ Sizz on the mound now for Stockton. As he pitched to Hobson is fouled off. Count of one ball and one strike. Final line for Frank De La Rosa. Two innings, two hits, one run was earned, two walks, and three strikeouts. And now to TJ Sizz, C-Z-Y-Z, on the mound. As the 1-1 is a called strike to Caleb Hobson. Count now one ball and two strikes. Hobson 2-for-3 with a pair of singles and a run scored. As the Grizzlies lead 9-0 here in the seventh at Banner Island Ballpark. Third pitcher out of the bullpen for Stockton here in the seventh. As the Grizzlies looking to take 5 out of 6 in this series. Here comes the 1-2 and a chopper. This is played by the shortstop man. The throw to first is in time, and Hobson is retired. It goes 6-3 for the first out, and it brings up the second baseman in G.J. Hill. Hill is 0-for-2, a pair of walks and a pair of runs in this game. Hill, despite not having a hit in this series, continues to draw walks and score. Here comes the pitch from Sizz and a fly ball foul count at 0-1. Sizz is 6'2", 175 pounds. As here comes the 0-1 to G.J. Hill, the switch hitting second baseman, as that's way outside. Count at one ball and one strike. Update scores in the California League. San Jose leads Modesto 2-0 in the bottom of the sixth inning. The Grizzlies would love San Jose to win another game, as here's a breaking ball and it just misses. Counted two balls and a strike. Inland Empire leads Rancho Cucamonga 9-6. They're in the bottom of the fifth inning. And just finishing up, Blake Elsner beating Visalia. Here's a fly ball foul. Counted 2-2. The Storm 4, the Rawhide 2, as the Grizzlies will meet the Rawhide next week at Chuck Chansey Park, 11.05 a.m. on Tuesday. The last of our three making the grade games, as Hill takes a pitch just inside, three balls and two strikes. As Gabe Vargas telling the Ports dugout that ball was inside. Three balls and two strikes. Here's the pitch, and Hill fouls it off, and it goes off the catcher in Franco, and he is down. Oh, that does not feel good. Count remains now at three balls and two strikes. But the Grizzlies back home against the Visalia Rawhide. Grab your tickets now at FresnoGrizzlies.com. About 6,000 kids will be at the ballpark on Tuesday for a third and final making the grade game. A big thank you to all of our partners for being involved in an amazing event for these kiddos in the Central Valley. As here comes the 3-2, and it's fouled off again. This time it went off of Hill. It remains 3-2. We'll have What a Deal Wednesday, Tioga Thursday, and that leads us to Friday, May 24th, at 7:05 p.m. It is Growers Night at the ballpark, presented by Stamulos Produce with Friday Night Fireworks. The Grizzlies all about agriculture in the Central Valley. As the 3-2 is high, ball four. It's Hill draws his third walk of the game. That is tied for the most walks by a Grizzlies batter in a game this season. And he has half of the Fresno walks today, as here comes Aiden Longwell. Longwell, 1-for-3. An RBI triple, a walk, and a run for Longwell. As the Grizzlies looking for another run right here. And that's outside, count at 1-0. But the Grizzlies in the Central Valley, California, all about farm grown, and Growers Night is a perfect example of the agriculture you can find in Fresno specifically. As here comes the 1-0. And that's outside, 2 balls and no strikes. On Saturday, May 25th at 6:50 p.m., it's Fresno Parks and Rec Night featuring Jim O'Hare, who played Jerry Gergich on Parks and Recreation. As here comes the 2-0, and here's a fly ball foul. He'll be there to sign autographs for the fans that can come watch the game. That's on Saturday, May 25th at 6:50 p.m. There's also post-game fireworks, so you get 2 fireworks shows this upcoming weekend at Chukchansey Park. Counted 2-1 as Hill leads from first. Here comes the pitch to Longwell outside, 3-1. And then on Sunday, May 26th at 1:05 p.m., it is Parker's birthday. Come celebrate the best mascot in minor league baseball as he turns another year older. Here comes the 3-1. Longwell, fly ball to center field, but the center fielder Nankill is there, and he will put it away for the second out. Longwell gave it a right again, comes up empty. It brings up the shortstop, Braylon Wimmer. Wimmer is 3-for-4, a double, 2 RBI, 3 runs scored. He also has a stolen base, and now it's going to be a pinch hitter, actually. It's Tevin Tucker, who will pinch hit for Wimmer. So it's number 8, Tevin Tucker, as Wimmer's day is done early. So Tevin Tucker will pinch hit here. As here comes the pitch, and Tucker takes it low, count of 1-0, 2 outs. Here in the top of the 7th inning, a runner at first. It'll be Parker's birthday, and then the Grizzlies will play Monday. They'll play 7 games in a row as they will head over. Here's a line drive caught by the third baseman in LeBoy to end the inning. That was right on the screws, and Tucker is robbed of extra bases and a pinch hit opportunity. But the Grizzlies will play 7 games in a row, Memorial Day on that Monday in San Jose. It is the 7th inning stretch. We'll be back right after this.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Experience an unforgettable celebration of black baseball history over Memorial Day weekend in Cooperstown, New York. The Hall of Fame East-West Classic, a Legends game in tribute to the traditional Negro Leagues All-Star Game, takes place May 25th at historic Doubleday Field. The East-West Classic is part of a weekend celebration as the museum opens its new exhibit, The Souls of the Game, Voices of Black Baseball. Get your East-West Classic tickets today at baseballhall.org.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that Grand Slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham Rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Welcome back to Banner Island Ballpark here in Stockton, California. We're in the bottom of the seventh inning, 9-0 Fresno leads Stockton as Stu Fleslin III will take over on the mound for Jace Kaminska, who was outstanding again. We'll give you the line just momentarily. As here comes the 0-1 from the lefty Fleslin, the third, and it swung on and missed. Counted no balls and two strikes. Jace Kaminska, six scoreless innings, three hits, one walk, five punchouts. Here comes the 0-2, and that's a line drive out to center field, a long run, and that ball gets down, and it'll be a ground rule double for Luke Mann. He's now 1-for-3 with that ground rule double. And it's a hit. Fourth hit now for the Ports. As we'll bring up Nate Nankill, who's 0-for-2. So Grizzlies looking for their third straight Sunday shutout. So now it's Nankill, as Tevin Tucker is the new shortstop for Fresno. Taking over for Braylon Wimmer. As here comes the pitch, and that is a called strike, count at 0-1. So Tucker, the new shortstop for Fresno. As here comes the 0-1 to Nankill from Stu Fleslin III, and that ball gets away, and up to third base goes Mann. So count now at 1-1 on the wild pitch. So runner at third now with no outs. By the way, that was the seventh double for Luke Mann and his third in the series. It's a mound visit between Fleslin III and McCabe. And it's a pass ball on Ben McCabe, not a wild pitch. That's the first pass ball against McCabe this season. As a count at 1-1, Stu Fleslin III, runner at third with no outs here in the seventh inning. Here's the pitch, and it's a high pop-up into left field. Tucker is ranging back. He will make the play, and no advancement by the runner at third and man for the first out. As it brings up Yeniel LeBoy, the third baseman, 0-for-1 with a walk. Stu Fleslin III taking over for Jace Kaminska, who has 18 consecutive scoreless innings. Kaminska, in that stretch, has 12 hits allowed, 4 walks, and 18 punchouts. Here's a pitch from Fleslin. It's outside, count of 1-0. And the Grizzlies looking still for a shutout win again on Sunday. Would be the third straight shutout. As here comes the 1-0, that's outside. 2 balls and no strikes. That's a Grizzlies lead 9-0 here in the bottom of the seventh inning. Here comes the 2-0, and that gets away, and it will score a run, and there goes the shutout. 9-1 now as Mann scores on a wild pitch from Fleslin III. And it's a run. And it's now 9-1 as the Ports are on the board. And the shutout streak on Sundays is over for Fresno. It ends after 24 innings. Here comes the 3-0 to LeBoy. And that's a called strike. Count at 3-1 now from Stu Fleslin III. Here comes the 3-1 to LeBoy with one out here in the seventh. And it's a fly ball foul, now 3-2. So a wild pitch from Stu Fleslin III allows Luke Mann to score. Ground rule double, a pass ball, and then a wild pitch. Here comes the 3-2, and it's a liner out to left field. Hinchman coming in, and he will make the catch for the second out. Two outs now, and it's the catcher in Carlos Franco who is 1-for-2. Chuck Chancey Gold is giving away $1 million with a Millionaire Cash Vault giveaway. Plan earn entries starting May 1st, and then on September 2nd, one lucky guest will crack the $1 million code and will become a millionaire. Here's the pitch to Franco, and it is outside, count at 1-0. That's $1 million guaranteed, only at Chuck Chancey Gold Resort and Casino. And we thank Chuck Chancey Gold Resort and Casino for being a proud partner of your Fresno Grizzlies here in the bottom of the seventh. As that is fouled off, count of 1-1 as the Grizzlies lead 9-1 now. Here comes the pitch from Flez on the third, and it's inside, count of 2-2. Flez on the third, 6'5", 207 pounds, 23 years old, born in Spokane, Washington. Here's the 2-1, and a fly ball again foul. 2-2. Stu Flezlin the third, making his 12th or 11th appearance out of the bullpen, his 12th game overall, has made one spot start. As here comes the 2-2, and a foul ball. As actually it gets away from McCabe. They're saying that he never touched it, and it's a strikeout, but a wild pitch allows Franco to reach. So it's a strikeout and then a wild pitch, the second this inning by Stu Flezlin the third. So now runner at first with two outs for Darlin Montero, who's 0-2. But back to Stu Flezlin the third. As we said, he has made one spot start. As here comes the pitch, and that's low, count at 1-0. A 1-1 record, a 4.32 ERA. He has one hold, 16 and two-thirds innings of work for Flezlin the third. Here's the 1-0. That's outside, 2-0. Funky angle from the lefty. The tall frame, it's a very tough at-bat for any left-hander like Montero. As here comes the 2-0. And it is a called strike, count at 2-1. Flez in the third, not as overpowering as a lot of these other arms in the Grizzlies bullpen, but the funkiness is one of the most deceptive parts about his deliveries. There is a strike, count at 2-2. If he can hone in and control pitches, Flez in the third may be unhittable. Count at 2-2 here in the bottom of the seventh. 9-1, Fresno leads Stockton. Here comes the 2-2. Long pause, here's the pitch. And it swung on and missed, and Flez in the third is out of the inning as a run comes in on a wild pitch. We head to the eighth, 9-1 Grizzlies. We'll be back right after this.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Experience an unforgettable celebration of Black baseball history over Memorial Day weekend in Cooperstown, New York. The Hall of Fame East-West Classic, a Legends game in tribute to the traditional Negro League's All-Star Game, takes place May 25th at historic Doubleday Field. The East-West Classic is part of a weekend celebration as the museum opens its new exhibit, The Souls of the Game, Voices of Black Baseball. Get your East-West Classic tickets today at baseballhall.org.
Don't miss a pitch of Fresno Grizzlies baseball all season long. With promotions, fireworks, food specials, and more, there's something for everyone at Chuck Chansey Park. Tickets start at just $10. Grab yours now at FresnoGrizzlies.com, and we'll see you at the ballpark. Don't miss a pitch of Fresno Grizzlies baseball all season long. With promotions, fireworks, food specials, and more, there's something for everyone at Chuck Chansey Park. Tickets start at just $10. Grab yours now at FresnoGrizzlies.com, and we'll see you at the ballpark.
Welcome back to Stockton, California, here at Banner Island Ballpark. We're in the top of the eighth inning, as the Grizzlies will go to their bench again. A pinch hitter in Fadrio Cruz for Jake Snyder. Here's the pitch to Cruz, and he fouls it off, counting no balls and one strike. So Fadrio Cruz will hit for Snyder against the right-hander in TJ Sizz here in the eighth inning. 9-1 Fresno leads Stockton. Here comes the 0-1, and that is outside. Count of one ball and one strike. We'll see where they put Cruz, because Snyder is the DH. So we'll see what happens as the count now at one ball, one strike. Here's the pitch from Sizz, and a line drive out to center field, and that is a base hit for Fadrio Cruz. A leadoff single for Fresno. Fresno now up to 13 hits, as it brings up Jason Hinchman. Hinchman, 1-for-3, an RBI single, a walk. He's also punched out twice. But Fresno now with 13 hits, trying to have their most hits in a game. 13 ties for the most, as here's a ground ball foul count at 0-1. They had 13 hits back on April 19th at Stockton, literally 1 month ago, against these ports here at Banner Island Ballpark. No balls, one strike to Jason Hinchman. Here's the pitch. It's high. Count of one ball and one strike, as the Grizzlies lead here in this one. Jace Kaminska, 6 scoreless innings again. As here comes the 1-1. And it is a pop-up foul. Count now at one ball and two strikes. Scores in the California League right now, it is 9-6 Inland Empire over Rancho Cucamonga. That's in the seventh. San Jose leads Modesto 2-0 in the eighth inning. Visalia already losing to the Storm today. As here comes the 1-2, and that's inside. Two balls and two strikes. Stay tuned for the post-game show. We'll give you a quick wrap-up as the Grizzlies have to get back on the road to get ready for the Visalia Rawhide on Tuesday morning. They'll have Monday off to enjoy some golfing or just some relaxation, as that swung on and foul-tipped into the glove, and Hinchman upset with himself, as that is a strikeout for Sizz. His first strikeout. And it brings up Felix Tena, who is 1-for-3, has 2 RBIs, thanks to a sacrifice fly as well. Runner at first with one out, as Tena fouls it off, count at 0-1. Yellow Dog Signs and Graphics is your one-stop shop for all custom-made signs, banners, wraps, and graphics here in the Central Valley. When you choose Yellow Dog, you're choosing premium, high-quality products, and excellent customer service, all at a competitive price point. Here's a ground ball, a base hit for Tena in a left field, and the Grizzlies have their most hits in a game this season. As Tena's second hit of the game, up to second goes Cruz. And Fresno now 14 hits, as here comes catcher Ben McCabe, 0-for-2, a walk, and a hit by pitch. But all at a competitive price point. You can visit yellowdoggraphics.com to request a free quote, or give them a call at 559-435-6263 today. Yellow Dog Signs and Graphics, bring your best ideas to life. And we thank Yellow Dog Signs and Graphics for being a proud partner of your Fresno Grizzlies here in the top of the eighth. Here comes the 0-1 to McCabe. It's outside. Count of one ball and one strike. as the Grizzlies trying to hold on and win their fifth game in this series. Fresno dropped a 13-1 game on Thursday, but have looked good since then. Here comes the pitch, and McCabe swing and a miss. Count at 1-2. Some late movement right there from the Sis breaking ball. One ball and two strikes. Here comes the pitch to Ben McCabe. And McCabe takes in the dirt. That ball gets away. And apparently McCabe did go around. No advancement. And that's a strikeout. According to the base umpire and Jonathan Rector, it said that McCabe did go around. So that's the second out. And now it's Luis Mendez. Mendez 1-for-4, a single and a run scored. That kind of surprised me a little bit with that call. As here comes the pitch, and it is outside. Count of 1 ball and no strikes to Luis Mendez. Runners at first and second with two outs. Good speed on the base paths as well for the Grizzlies. Here comes the 1-0, and Mendez swing and a miss. Count of 1-1. Here on May 19th, DJ Sizz has slowed down this game a little bit, trying to get out of this inning unscathed. Here comes the 1-1, and a ground ball softly hit. The second baseman, Schofield Sam, picks it up. The underhand tosses in time, and that ends the inning. The Grizzlies still lead 9-1 as we head to the bottom of the eighth. We'll be back right after this.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Experience an unforgettable celebration of Black baseball history over Memorial Day weekend in Cooperstown, New York. The Hall of Fame East-West Classic, a Legends game in tribute to the traditional Negro League's All-Star Game, takes place May 25th at historic Doubleday Field. The East-West Classic is part of a weekend celebration as the museum opens its new exhibit, The Souls of the Game, Voices of Black Baseball. Get your East-West Classic tickets today at baseballhall.org.
Get ready for a night of fun and entertainment at Chuck Chansey Park with Fresno Parks and Rec Night on May 25th. Meet Jim O'Hare, who played Jerry Gergich on NBC's Parks and Recreation, and stick around for post-game fireworks. Grab your tickets now at FresnoGrizzlies.com.
Don't miss a pitch of Fresno Grizzlies baseball all season long. With promotions, fireworks, food specials, and more, there's something for everyone at Chuck Chansey Park. Tickets start at just $10. Grab yours now at FresnoGrizzlies.com, and we'll see you at the ballpark.
Okay, the 2025 Toyota Camry is fully redesigned. I see you, Toyota. Sleek interior, electronic all-wheel drive. I should hit the mountains. I should call my girls. I should call my mom. Fold-down rear seats. This Camry's got tons of room. Could fit a snowboard in here. Should I try it again? The instructor was cute. Is he single? Is it complicated? 232 horsepower. Get lost in nature.
Welcome back to Banner Island Ballpark here in Stockton, California. As the first pitch is swung on and missed by Robert Poisson against the left-hander and Braden Carmichael out of the Grizzlies' pen. Here comes the 0-1 from the lefty, winds and deals, and it's high. Count now at 1-1. Final line for Stu Flesland III. 1 inning, 1 hit, 1 run, it's earned. No walks, 2 strikeouts. Here comes the 1-1, and that is fouled off the mask of McCabe. The count now at 1-2. Poisson is 0-for-2, a pair of punch-outs for the left fielder of Stockton. As here comes the 1-2, Carmichael ready to go. Big deep breath, here comes the pitch. And it swung on and missed. That ball, tons of late action, and that is a punch-out. Goes 2-3. McCabe 2, Longwell in the put out. And Carmichael has a punch out. Third time Poisson is down on strikes. Eight strikeouts for Fresno pitching as it brings up Cole Kahn. Kahn is 1-for-3 with a double. As Carmichael looking for a 1-2-3 inning. Here comes the pitch. That's a high pop-up drifting to the second baseman, Hill. Hill underneath it will make the play for the second out. And now here comes Nelson Beltran, 0-for-3 with three strikeouts. So Beltran now going to try to get on base here against Braden Carmichael. Here comes the pitch from the lefty. And that is low. Count of 1 ball and no strikes. The only run Stockton has scored. A ground rule double, a pass ball, and a wild pitch allowed Mann to score. That's it. As the 1-0 is a called strike. Count at 1 ball and 1 strike. The Grizzlies just 1 walk, 8 strikeouts for their staff. They have really found a stride over the past couple of weeks. Line drive out to left field, a base hit as Beltran now 1-for-4. Ends his strikeout skid right there as that's a single. And you can hear a dog in the background as well getting excited with that hit for Beltran. As here comes TJ Schofield. Sam, he's 1-for-3 with a single. Runner at first with 2 outs against Braden Carmichael, 5'10", 186 pounds, 23 years old, went to Oklahoma. It was the number one seed in the Big 12 tournament to get into the World Series. This here is a base hit down the right field line into the corner. Beltran is on the move as the throw is in. Good job by the right fielder antenna to get to that ball quickly. And so up to third goes Beltran and Schofield. Sam now 2-for-4 after that single. And now it's Luke Mann, 1-for-3, a ground rule double, and the only run so far for Stockton. As they trail 9-1 here in the bottom of the eighth inning. Here comes the pitch from Carmichael, and that's a called strike, counted 0-1. Braden Carmichael into the game. Undrafted free agent signing in 2023. Here comes the 0-1 from Carmichael. Looks back the runner. And that's a called strike now, 0-2. 10th game out of the bullpen for Carmichael. No record of 5.19 ERA. He has one hold as well. But the Grizzlies have won a lot of games when Carmichael has pitched. Here comes the 0-2 as he steps off the rubber, and here comes McCabe to talk to Carmichael and want to get on the same page for this pitch. Carmichael and the Grizzlies 7-2 when he pitches. As the left-hander looking for a clean eighth inning. Bottom of the eighth, 9-1, Fresno leads Stockton. Looking for some more help from San Jose, who've been fantastic. San Jose leads 4-0 in their game against Modesto. Here comes the 0-2. That's outside. Count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. But San Jose, they are leading Modesto looking for a shutout win. And 5 out of 6 games in that series. As here comes the 1-2 from Carmichael. And it is called strike 3, and Mann is out as Carmichael, a scoreless eighth. We head to the ninth, and the Grizzlies lead. We'll be back right after this.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun.
Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that Grand Slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham Rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Experience an unforgettable celebration of Black baseball history over Memorial Day weekend in Cooperstown, New York. The Hall of Fame East-West Classic, a Legends game in tribute to the traditional Negro League's All-Star Game, takes place May 25th at historic Doubleday Field. The East-West Classic is part of a weekend celebration as the museum opens its new exhibit, The Souls of the Game, Voices of Black Baseball. Get your East-West Classic tickets today at baseballhall.org.
Don't miss a pitch of Fresno Grizzlies baseball all season long. With promotions, fireworks, food specials, and more, there's something for everyone at Chuck Chancey Park. Tickets start at just $10. Grab yours now at FresnoGrizzlies.com, and we'll see you at the ballpark.
Get ready for a night of fun and entertainment at Chuck Chancey Park with Fresno Parks and Rec Night on May 25th. Meet Jim O'Hare, who played Jerry Gergich on NBC's Parks and Recreation, and stick around for post-game fireworks. Grab your tickets now at FresnoGrizzlies.com.
Top of the ninth inning, 9-1 Fresno leads Stockton here at Banner Island Ballpark in Stockton, California. Caleb Hobson to the dish. He is 2-for-4 with a run scored. As a count of 1-0, here comes the pitch from Luke Anderson. As here's a fly ball out to right field. This is playable for the right fielder in Beltran. And Hobson is retired as Beltran makes the play. One out as brings up G.J. Hill. Hill's sixth at bat in this game. But he has three walks so far. 0-for-2 with three walks and two runs scored. We're in the top of the ninth inning. Luke Anderson on the bump for the Ports. As here comes the pitch. That's outside. Count of one ball and no strikes. So Luke Anderson against G.J. Hill. Two clean innings for T.J. Sis. Two hits, one walk, two strikeouts. Here's the 1-0, and that swung on and missed. Count at one ball and one strike. Experience the ultimate party at Chuck Chancey. Enjoy thrilling gaming, award-winning dining, and rejuvenation at Serenity Spring Spa and Salon. Here comes the 1-1 to Hill. Outside, 2-1. Plus, get ready for the Sounds of Summer concert series. Check out who's coming at ChuckChanceyGold.com. Whether it's a day trip or an extended stay, Chuck Chancey Gold promises an unforgettable adventure. Join the party soon, as that's a liner foul. Count now at 2-2. And we thank Chuck Chancey Gold Resort and Casino for being a proud partner of your Fresno Grizzlies here in the top of the ninth. As the Grizzlies lead 9-1 against the Stockton Ports, here comes the 2-2 to G.J. Hill. And it is called strike three, and he is out. Second out of the inning, first strikeout for Anderson. And it brings up Aiden Longwell. Longwell, an RBI triple. He also has walked and scored in this contest. So 1-for-4 for Longwell. As the Grizzlies lead 9-1. They're at Banner Island Ballpark. Here comes the pitch from Luke Anderson. Long pause, here it is, and it's a fly ball out to left field. This ball is falling quickly, and it will go out of play. Count it, no balls and one strike. To Aiden Longwell. Stay tuned for the post-game show here on May 19th. Glad you could join us. As the Grizzlies looking to take 5 out of 6 and get closer in the California League North Division standings. Here comes the 0-1, and it's high. Count of one ball and one strike. We're continuing to look at the scoring in the San Jose-Modesto game. 4-0. San Jose leads Modesto, so the Grizzlies cheering hard for the Giants. As here comes the 1-1 to Longwell. And it is outside. 2 balls and 1 strike. Modesto, if they lose, it'd be 5 in a row. This was a Modesto team that had 8 losses coming into that series against San Jose. As the 2-1 is outside, 3 balls and a strike. As the Grizzlies looking for a big Sunday afternoon win, the Grizzlies would stay undefeated on Sunday road games. Here comes the 3-1 to Aiden Longwell. And it is in there. Now 3 balls and 2 strikes. As Aiden Longwell trying to find his way on with 2 outs here in the 9th inning. Here comes a 3-2 to Longwell. Long pause. Here's the pitch. And a little blooper out to center field. And that ball is down. A 2-out single for Aiden Longwell. And Fresno continues to pound the baseball. They now have 15 hits. And there's a smile from Trevor Burmeister in the dugout. 15 hits. Ice cream, ice cream, ice cream. As now here's Tevin Tucker, 0-for-1 with a line out to third. Here comes the pitch to Tucker. And it is a called strike, counted no balls and 1 strike. Glad you could join us, though. Tucker would love to continue this inning as well. Here comes the pitch to Tucker from Anderson, and it's outside. Count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Tevin Tucker, West Virginia product. 9-1 Fresno. Here comes the 1-1. And it's swung on and missed. Now 1-2. Good breaking ball down the zone from Anderson. The Grizzlies, a 5-run second inning, though, the big difference. Fresno scored 7 runs early, and they have not looked back since. As we have a strikeout as Tucker is called out on a pitch clock violation, and that will end the inning. But the Grizzlies found a way again to get 15 hits, and the Grizzlies, they're 3 outs away from another big win. We'll be back right after this.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Experience an unforgettable celebration of black baseball history over Memorial Day weekend in Cooperstown, New York. The Hall of Fame East-West Classic, a Legends game in tribute to the traditional Negro Leagues All-Star Game, takes place May 25th at historic Doubleday Field. The East-West Classic is part of a weekend celebration as the museum opens its new exhibit, The Souls of the Game, Voices of Black Baseball. Get your East-West Classic tickets today at baseballhall.org.
Don't miss a pitch of Fresno Grizzlies baseball all season long. With promotions, fireworks, food specials, and more, there's something for everyone at Chuck Chancey Park. Tickets start at just $10. Grab yours now at FresnoGrizzlies.com, and we'll see you at the ballpark.
Bottom of the 9th inning here at Banner Island Ballpark. 9-1 Fresno leads Stockton as Tyler Hoffman in the game for your Grizzlies. As he first pitches a called strike to Nate Nankill. Tyler Hoffman, the third pitcher out of the Grizzlies bullpen after Braden Carmichael, a clean 8th inning with 2 punch outs. Here comes the pitch way outside. as Hoffman landed in the wrong spot right there. He'll get a new baseball. Count at 1-1. Hoffman will come set around the belt. Here comes the pitch to Nankill. And it's outside now. 2-1. Tyler Hoffman is listed at 6'182". He's 24 years old from Mobile, Alabama. Here comes the pitch. And that is high. And the count now at 3-1. Hoffman, a 17th round draft pick in 2022, added Tulane. Here comes the 3-1 to Nankill from the hard-throwing right-hander, and that's low and a leadoff walk to Nankill. That's the second walk issued by Fresno Pitching, and it brings up Yeniel LeBoy 0-2 with a walk here in the bottom of the ninth inning. Stay tuned for the post-game show. We'll give you a wrap-up of today's contest and what to expect on Tuesday. Maybe the next time you'll hear from us that our technology assistant and Ryan Zuanich might have a haircut for all we know. I doubt that. Here comes the pitch to LeBoy, and it's fouled off. Count it 0-1. I do want to give a shout-out to Ryan Zuanich for all the hard work he's put in this week as the Grizzlies looking to take 5 out of 6 from Stockton. This Grizzlies team continues to find ways to win, especially late in games. Today, a little bit of a different story as that pitch runs outside. Count at 1-1. The Grizzlies 7 runs early. They had all 9 runs by the 5th inning. 15 hits, the most in a single game this season for Fresno's offense. As that is swung on and missed, now 1-2. As the Grizzlies looking to go 5 out of 6, and they're hoping that San Jose can hold on against Modesto. We're going to continue to look at that score of that game. Modesto trailing 4-0 in the top of the 9th inning. Here's the 1-2. That is just outside. 2-2. Mid-90s on that fastball there from Hoffman. Tyler Hoffman has been used a lot out of the bullpen this year for Rolando Garza's squad. As here comes the 2-2 to LeBoy, and it is low, ball 3. Hoffman, 14th appearance, no record, a 7.50 ERA. 3 holds for Hoffman this year. 3-2. Hoffman will come set. Here comes the pitch to LeBoy, and it's way outside, ball 4. And the first 2 batters have reached via base on balls. Second walk that LeBoy has drawn. And now it's Carlos Franco, who is 1-3. Yes, here comes pitching coach Rolando Garza to talk to Tyler Hoffman. Fresno, 3 extra base hits among their 15 hits. Again, going to their bench a couple times as well. As Garza talking to McCabe and Hoffman. So runners at first and second with no outs. 9-1 Fresno leads Stockton. Action down in that bullpen for Fresno. A left-hander starting to get loose, it looks like. I believe that's Sam Weatherly. It is Weatherly getting loose down in that pen for Fresno. As the Grizzlies looking to take 10 out of the first 12 games against the Ports this year and at this ballpark. Fresno went 8-4 last year at Banner Island, and they are 9-2 this year so far as they just need 3 outs. Here comes the pitch from Hoffman. It's outside, count of 1-0. The Grizzlies, no home runs today. They had homered in the past couple of games, which included Jason Hinchman's yesterday. As that pitch is high, 2-0. But Fresno, 7-2 in day games, 5-0 on the road. On Sundays, 4-1 overall, 3-0 on the road. Fresno, if they hold on to win this game, will improve to 8-0 on Saturday and Sundays on the road. Can you imagine going on the road and then the final two games of the series, you know you're going to win every single game over the first 2 months of the season? Unbelievable, this Grizzlies team. Here comes the 2-1, and that swung on and missed. Good elevated fastball from Hoffman, challenging the bat of Franco. The count now 2-2. Tyler Hoffman is a competitor. That is one thing we have noticed the past couple of seasons from the right-hander. That fastball is electric. Here comes the 2-2 from Hoffman. Looks back the runner. Here's the pitch. And a fly ball to center. This is playable for the center fielder, Hobson. He comes in, will make the catch for the first out. And Franco is retired as it brings up Darlin Montero, who's 0-3. That's Hoffman, a big first out right there. For Tyler Hoffman, though, his past couple of outings were outstanding, but his most recent one on May 16th, one inning, two strikeouts, eight pitches, seven strikes for Hoffman. Here's the pitch. That is a called strike. Another good fastball grooved in there, counted 0-1. When Tyler Hoffman's fastball is on, like it has been over the past couple of pitches, it's pretty tough to hit. As here comes the 0-1 to Montero, and a fly ball foul, now 0-2. Lots of running action on that fastball from Hoffman, and he can really put it to anywhere in the strike zone. Up, down, away, in. Tyler Hoffman counted no balls, two strikes. Grizzlies return home on Tuesday. Here's the 0-2. And that's outside. Count of one ball and two strikes. Hoffman will throw away the baseball and get a new one. One ball, two strikes. The Rockies swept by the Giants after their loss today at Oracle Park. As here comes the 1-2 from Hoffman. And it is way outside. Two balls and two strikes. But the Grizzlies looking to help out their big league affiliate by trying to win here at the lower levels. Double A Hartford had an outstanding start from Carson Palmquist today. Albuquerque, a couple moves for them today, which included former Fresno Grizzly shortstop Julio Carreras, who was DFA'd. Here's the 2-2, and it runs inside, and both runners will move up an extra base. A wild pitch by Hoffman. So now runners at second and third with one out, and the count at 3-2. And we'll see if they rule it a pass ball here. We've already seen a couple times where we thought it was a wild pitch, and they've done pass ball and vice versa. Three balls, two strikes. It's a wild pitch by Hoffman, apparently, as that's outside ball four. And another walk. Third walk by Hoffman. And now with the bases loaded and one out, it's Robert Poisson. And Hoffman, just a little bit of some control issues here for Sunday afternoon baseball. It's a warm day, 76 degrees at first pitch. A beautiful afternoon for baseball. Here comes the pitch from Hoffman. And it is outside, count at 1-0. He just can't find the strike zone right now. The right-hander was really good just the other night, but a little bit of a different story this afternoon with three walks. Here's the 1-0. That's high, two balls and no strikes. And now nothing is finding the zone for Hoffman. The Grizzlies two outs away from a win. They would hate to allow another run right here. From Tyler Hoffman. Here comes the 2-0 to Poisson. And it's low. Three balls and no strikes. And Hoffman now talking to himself on the mound. Not happy. Three balls, no strikes. Bases loaded with one out. Sam Weatherly down in that pen for Fresno. Here comes the 3-0 from the righty. And it is inside, and a bases-loaded walk. Four walks by Hoffman. It scores a run. 9-2 now as LeBoy gets to third. Montero to second. Nankill scores. And Poisson, a bases loaded walk. He had struck out his first three times. So it is a run on the fourth walk. And Fresno, that fourth walk by Hoffman, tied for the most walks in a single game by a pitcher. As here is Cole Kahn, and that is high. Count at 1-0. And Hoffman just cannot find the strike zone. 9-2 now. Here comes the 1-0 from Hoffman. And it is a ball. Two balls and no strikes. That looked like it was in the zone. Hoffman has now thrown seven straight balls. 27 pitches, eight strikes for Hoffman. Here's the 2-0, and it is a called strike. 2-1. As some sarcastic claps, but what I can say is scoreboard. 9-2 Fresno leads here in the bottom of the ninth inning. Here comes the 2-1 to Kahn, and a fly ball to left field, and it will go foul. Now two balls and two strikes. The switch-hitting catcher, the DH today now for Stockton. Kahn is 1-for-4 with a double here in the ninth inning. The Ports trying to put something together as Hoffman trying to get a big second out. And time called from Kahn. And they counted 2-2. There's a couple dogs still barking here at the ballpark. The crowd that's still here enjoying some nice weather and some baseball. Here's the 2-2. Hoffman, big deep breath. Here comes the pitch. And a fly ball fouls. Kahn stays alive. Right back to that fastball for Hoffman. This is bread and butter. Mid-90s fastball. As he's trying to find the strike zone with it. Hoffman now has thrown three straight strikes. Two balls, two strikes. Here's the pitch. And a line drive to center field. That ball's hit well at the wall, and it's caught by Hobson. It'll be a sacrifice fly. It scores another run. Now 9-3 as LeBoy scores. Up to third, Montero. Staying at first is Poisson. That's another run on a sacrifice fly from Cole Kahn. But now there's two outs, and it's Nelson Beltran 1-for-4 with a single. But 9-3 now as Stockton right back into this game. Here comes the pitch, and that's a called strike. Counted 0-1. Modesto, runners at second and third with no outs in the bottom of the ninth, trailing 4-0. The 66ers barely beating the Quakes 14-8 as the Quakes putting some runs together. As that is inside, count at 1-1. The Grizzlies an out away from winning this game, taking 5 out of 6 from these pesky Stockton Ports. Here comes the 1-1. And it is a line drive, base hit. Now 9-4 as Beltran has his second hit. Third run allowed by Hoffman. So Montero comes in to score. Poisson a second. Beltran now 2-for-5 with the RBI single. First hit, third run. And that will do it for Tyler Hoffman. And it'll be a new pitcher to get one final out. We'll be back right after this.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun.
Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that Grand Slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham Rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Experience an unforgettable celebration of Black baseball history over Memorial Day weekend in Cooperstown, New York. The Hall of Fame East-West Classic, a Legends game in tribute to the traditional Negro Leagues All-Star Game, takes place May 25th at historic Doubleday Field. The East-West Classic is part of a weekend celebration as the museum opens its new exhibit, The Souls of the Game, Voices of Black Baseball. Get your East West Classic tickets today at baseballhall.org.
Okay, the 2025 Toyota Camry is fully redesigned. I see you, Toyota. Sleek interior, electronic all-wheel drive. I should hit the mountains. I should call my girls. I should call my mom. Fold-down rear seats. This Camry's got tons of room. Could fit a snowboard in here. Should I try it again? The instructor was cute. Is he single? Is it complicated? 232 horsepower. Get lost in nature.
Welcome back to Banner Island Ballpark. Bottom of the ninth inning, 9-4 Fresno leads Stockton. Sam Weatherly on for one final out, as that's a strike counted 0-1 to T.J. Schofield Sam. Runners at first and second with two outs. Three runs this inning for the Ports against Tyler Hoffman. Here comes the 0-1. And a fly ball to deep center field, and Hobson at the wall will make the catch to end the game. Oh, that was close, but Fresno has won the series. They take 5 out of 6 from the Ports, and the Grizzlies, if Modesto does not come back to win their game, they will just be 2.5 games back in the California League North Division standings. Fresno, big win. We'll be back with the postgame right after this.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that Grand Slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham Rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Experience an unforgettable celebration of Black baseball history over Memorial Day weekend in Cooperstown, New York. The Hall of Fame East-West Classic, a Legends game in tribute to the traditional Negro Leagues All-Star Game, takes place May 25th at historic Doubleday Field. The East-West Classic is part of a weekend celebration as the museum opens its new exhibit, The Souls of the Game, Voices of Black Baseball. Get your East-West Classic tickets today at baseballhall.org.
Okay, the 2025 Toyota Camry is fully redesigned. I see you, Toyota. Sleek interior, electronic all-wheel drive. I should hit the mountains. I should call my girls. I should call my mom. Fold-down rear seats. This Camry's got tons of room. Could fit a snowboard in here. Should I try it again? The instructor was cute. Is he single? Is it complicated? 232 horsepower. Get lost in nature. Find myself in Joshua Tree. What if his name's Joshua? Find yourself in an all-new 2025 Toyota Camry today. Toyota. Let's go places.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that Grand Slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham Rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Get ready for a night of fun and entertainment at Chuck Chansey Park with Fresno Parks and Rec Night on May 25th. Meet Jim O'Hare, who played Jerry Gergich on NBC's Parks and Recreation, and stick around for post-game fireworks. Grab your tickets now at FresnoGrizzlies.com.
Don't miss a pitch of Fresno Grizzlies baseball all season long. With promotions, fireworks, food specials, and more, there's something for everyone at Chuck Chansey Park. Tickets start at just $10. Grab yours now at FresnoGrizzlies.com, and we'll see you at the ballpark.
Get ready for a night of fun and entertainment at Chuck Chansey Park with Fresno Parks and Rec Night on May 25th. Meet Jim O'Hare, who played Jerry Gergich on NBC's Parks and Recreation, and stick around for post-game fireworks. Grab your tickets now at FresnoGrizzlies.com.
Welcome back to Banner Island Ballpark here in Stockton, California for the post-game show wrap-up of this afternoon's game as your Fresno Grizzlies defeat the Stockton Ports by a score of 9-4. Fresno improves to 22-16. Stockton now 14-23. Fresno takes 5 out of 6, and so did the San Jose Giants over the Modesto Nuts, which means the Grizzlies are 2.5 games out of first place in the California League North Division standings. Fresno, 9 runs on 15 hits, no errors. They left 12 on base. On the other side, Stockton, 4 runs on 7 hits, 1 error. They left 8 on base. The winning pitcher is Jace Kaminska, now 3-1. The loss to Steven Echeverria, now 0-1. Time of the game, 2 hours and 37 minutes in front of 1,544 fans. Let's go through the scoring plays where the Grizzlies took a convincing 7-0 lead over the first 2 innings. In the top of the first, Jake Snyder, an RBI single. It was actually a single then, a run because of a throwing error by the second baseman, TJ Schofield Sam. And then a Felix Tena sacrifice fly made it 2-0. Braylon Wimmer made it 4-0 after a 2-RBI double, scoring both Luis Mendez and Caleb Hobson. And then Jake Snyder, a 2-RBI single, scoring Glenn Allen Hill Jr. and Braylon Wimmer. 6-0 at that point. Then Jason Hinchman added Snyder with an RBI single, making it 7-0 Fresno. In the top of the fourth inning, the Grizzlies took an 8-0 lead. Felix Tena with the RBI single, and then Aiden Longwell, an RBI triple in the fifth, made it 9-0 Fresno. The Ports scoring a run in the seventh on a wild pitch by Stu Flesland in the third, and then 3 runs in the bottom of the ninth inning. Bases loaded walk to Robert Poisson, a sacrifice fly from Cole Kahn, an RBI single from Nelson Beltran. 9-4 Fresno wins as the Grizzlies, though, 9 runs in the first 5 innings of the game. Fresno, their most hits, they had 15 hits, the most this season. Let's go to the offense where it was a little bit of everything. Jake Snyder on his birthday, a 3-hit game. He had 2 RBI and a run, but so did Braylon Wimmer. Both guys extending their hit streaks to 7 and 6 games, respectfully. Wimmer, 3 hits, 2 RBI, 3 runs scored. Aiden Longwell and Felix Tena, both with 2 hits. Caleb Hobson at the bottom of the lineup had 2 hits as well. G.J. Hill had 2 runs scored and a run as well from Luis Mendez. Ben McCabe reached on a walk as well. Tevin Tucker, who came in as a pinch hitter, was the only batter in Fresno's lineup who did not reach base during the game. On the other side for Stockton, TJ Schofield Sam and Nelson Beltran each had 2 hits, despite Beltran striking out his first 3 at-bats in the game. RBI from Kahn, Beltran, and Poisson. Franco also with a big 2-out, 2-strike single against Jace Kaminska. And that's where we go to the pitching lines next. Jace Kaminska extends his scoreless streak to 18 innings after 6 innings of scoreless baseball, 3 hits, 1 walk, 5 strikeouts. For the right-hander, Stu Flesland in the third allowed a run in an inning of work. Braden Carmichael had a clean 8th inning. And then Tyler Hoffman, a little bit of some control issues in the ninth. He allowed 3 runs thanks to 4 walks. Sam Weatherly, 1/3 of an inning. He picked up a flyout to end the game. First Stockton, it was a tough game for right-hander Steven Echeverria. He was tagged for 7 runs over 2 innings of work. And then 3 more pitchers going 2 innings. Micah Dallas, Frank De La Rosa, and TJ Sizz. And then Luke Anderson, a clean bottom of the 8th. Actually, it was the top of the 9th, excuse me, for Luke Anderson, excuse me, once again. So the Grizzlies, they hold on. They win 9-4. That brings us to their next game, which is on Tuesday at Chancy Park against the Visalia Rawhide, at 11:05 a.m. first pitch for our last Making the Grade game, our third and final one of the 2024 season. We do not have a starter yet for Visalia, but Fresno gets the ball to the left-hander Albert Pacheco, 1-1 record, a 2.73 ERA. Pacheco looks to continue the Grizzlies' winning ways, who have won 3 in a row. They are 10-2. 10-2 against the Stockton Ports this season, now 2.5 games back of first place. The Grizzlies, a key series coming up, and Fresno look to continue their winning ways. A big win tonight. A big thank you to all of our partners as well, and to you, the fans, however you're listening and wherever you're listening. Thanks for tuning in to Stream Guys, FresnoGrizzlies.com, the Bally Live app, and MILB TV. My name is Stephen Rice. Have a blessed rest of your Sunday, and we will see you Tuesday morning for more Grizzlies baseball.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment in only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.